Rob Harris, thank you so much for talking to us. Global football writer for the Associated Press. Time is running out for my show, but Mr. John Holmes is here to take... One time, could you wait until I say hello? John Holmes is here.
Hello.
To take over at one. What rubbish is coming up on your show? You've got 10 seconds.
Well, we're going to give away part two of our Talk Radio Euro 2016 hooligan clash wall chart, of course. All the fixtures, all of the fights, all on the wall chart. You can tick them off as they happen.
Excellent. That is what's coming up. That actually sounds quite good.
I'm going to make one.
Making a break for the show there. The time is 12:58. So John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. 5-0 over as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 2 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Football has its fair share of millionaires. And now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer. And if a million fans register, someone could win 1 million euros. Sign up now at amillionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit amillionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And good afternoon to you. It's 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Sir Philip Green apologises after BHS collapse. Pistorius is made to walk without his prosthetics in court, and an alligator snatches a toddler in Florida.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS has told MPs that he will find a solution to the retailer's huge pension deficit. Sir Philip Green has told the committee investigating the collapse of the firm that he wants to reassure 20,000 pensioners there is a solution. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble, who's there, says the Topshop billionaire has been somewhat evasive while answering questions about the issue.
He responded with this question: is the sky light or dark? And he asked the committee member to look outside and tell him the colour of the sky. So that gives you an idea of the level of interaction, shall we say.
David Gill is from the Usdaw Union.
Him saying sorry is him moving in the right direction, but it's not going to help possibly the 11,000 current employees and the pensions deficit. And I think if he wants to do the honourable thing, I think, as you just mentioned, this is a billionaire, he actually takes some of his own wealth and actually puts it back into the pensions pot to actually bring it back up to the level it should be.
Oscar Pistorius has cried at his sentencing hearing for the murder of his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. The Paralympic athlete walked around the court without his prosthetic legs, an attempt by his defence team to reflect his vulnerability. The Labour leader says his party would oppose an austerity budget, which the Chancellor's threatening to bring in if we leave the EU. 57 Tory MPs who want the UK to exit have already said they'd vote against George Osborne's contingency plan to claw back £30 billion. But the Prime Minister insists we'd be poorer out of the European Union and the cash has to be found somewhere.
If you ignore a crisis in your public finances, you see your economy go into a tailspin, you see confidence in your country reduced. We can avoid all of this by voting Remain next week.
Police in Florida are still searching for a 2-year-old boy who was dragged by an alligator into the water near Disney World. The toddler was paddling in a lagoon when it happened. Animal behaviour psychologist Dr. Roger Mugford has told Talk Radio the animals are a known threat.
They're not naturally afraid of human contact. They're not nervous. Obviously, there's a lot of human contact in that part of Florida. And they would not naturally flee away. So they're the sleeping log, the ultimate predator, waiting for their opportunity.
Police investigating the disappearance of a 13-year-old girl in Dorset have found a body. Sophie Clark told her parents she was going for a walk when she went missing on Tuesday evening. The teenager's death is not being treated as suspicious and the coroner has been informed. And there's no conclusive evidence linking coffee to cancer, although experts are warning there's an increased risk with all very hot drinks. The World Health Organization says evidence suggests anything above 65 degrees Celsius, including water, tea and coffee, probably does cause cancer of the esophagus.
What? So now I can't drink tea? So I've got to throw my tea away?
Well, just make sure it's lukewarm. Tepid tea.
Yeah, but well, kettles are designed to boil, aren't they?
Just wait.
Well, why can't people design a kettle that just goes up to the 64 degrees?
Well, maybe they will now.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what you should do. Cash in.
Okay. What are you suggesting? You're suggesting a career change.
I wasn't saying to get...
Victoria's got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly cloudy with heavy thundery showers developing across England and Wales. And more persistent rain in northern and eastern Scotland. Sunny spells, though, for the southeast.
What?
Highs of 20 degrees.
It literally isn't. I mean, I'm in the southeast right now and I'm telling you, look.
Well, we're just knocking the spell at the moment.
Even you looked out of the window then and went, no, I'm not sure about this.
But when I cycled in this morning, it was sunny, so that was a sunny spell.
All right, fine. Anyway, that was Victoria. She's got inaccurate weather. And now here's Ben with some sport or other.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott.
Oh,
the newly promoted Barclays Premier League teams have found out their first opponents as the 2016-17 fixtures were released this morning. Championship winners Burnley will host Swansea.
I'm not sure about this.
Will be at home to Stoke and Hull host title holders Leicester.
Pete.
The season is due to begin on the 13th of August.
Pete.
England fullback Ryan Bertrand says they will approach tomorrow's Euro 2016 game.
We don't like you as much as Ben.
After drawing with Russia in their opener, they're really in need of a win in Lons. Bertrand, though, says they won't only be trying to stop Gareth Bale.
No doubt Gareth's a world-class player, but it'd be naive to just focus on one player in their team. You know, they have quality throughout the team.
In today's games at Euro 2016, Russia plays Slovakia in Group B, while in Group A, Romania plays Switzerland and France take on Albania. Britain's Laura Robson's been given a wild card for Wimbledon. She's been working her way back up the rankings, having been troubled with injuries for a couple of years. 17-year-old Katie Swan also gets direct entry, and British pair James Ward and Liam Brody are among the other wild cards. And finally, it's day two of Royal Ascot. The Prince of Wales' stakes is the feature race today. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
No, great. I mean, it was good, but it's no Ben, is it?
It's no Ben.
Right, shall we do some sort of radio programme? I expect we probably should.
Talk Radio.
Tommy, here's your sword. And James, the birthday boy, here's your dog. Now then, kids, that's almost it from me. But I've got time for just one more. Who's it going to be? Dad?
Can you make the Palace of Versailles complete with ornate gardens?
Like getting your money's worth? Try our cheeseburger, made with 100% British and Irish beef. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am broadcasting equivalent of gentlemen's downstairs. It could well make you feel sick. So I have to go to a prostitute and sleep with her. Snoring's what does it for me. That's just radio banter.
That's fine.
I thought you were calling the prosy a bag.
No, I would never do that. You could wear it round your television. What you bought that for, drunk? To hear her snoring. I am a content man.
Apparently it only took 30 seconds.
Why do I care about that?
Because you'll be meeting them.
I literally won't. So, okay, so what's the plan then? What did you do in your van?
Asbestos removal operative.
History-based history news now. Nick Ferrari. Defender of the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms of southern England against the Vikings.
Just play the ads.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
Hey! Hang on, what? Clement Freud? What? Sir Clement Freud off of Radio 4's Just a Minute? Really? What? Clement, where the off Radio 4's Just a Minute, where they have to talk for 1 minute without repetition, deviation, or hesitation? That Clement. Well, there's an irony. Given his repeated deviations over which he apparently didn't hesitate. Clement Freud, who'd have thought? I mean, he didn't seem weird at all, did he? Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon between now and 4 o'clock. Here we are, appearing in front of Wednesday afternoon, like Sir Philip Green appearing in front of MPs and trying desperately to keep his knighthood by answering questions like, why did you move to the tax haven Monaco with all of the money you should have been using to pay your employees' pensions? With, I don't know, plausible answers like, I moved to Monaco because of a heart scare, which is a surprising response, given that his treatment of his staff seems to indicate that Sir Philip Green hasn't got one. Sir Philip Green, Sir Clement Freud. Jimmy Savile was a sir as well. I think the Queen needs a better system of background checks. Anyway, like Sir Philip, by the way, a comedy writer that I much admire, very cleverly earlier, I don't know if you saw this, because they were talking about Sir Philip Green's yacht. Which I think is called Lionheart. And as Neil Gibbons pointed out on Twitter, surely it should be called Pea Green Boat. Philip Green. Anyway, like Sir Philip, obviously you do have my apology for the following badly managed radio features. Headline Hijack is on the way shortly this afternoon. The 2 p.m. news, it's pit. The 2 p.m. news is pitch, invaded not by Russian football hooligans, but instead by a lie. Make up a news story. Fabricate it. And also fakericate it, and then get it to us, and it could find its way into the bulletin that falls out of Victoria's dirty news mouth as truth. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, but only really tune in at 2 o'clock. Therefore, they don't hear this bit. They don't know we're going to lie to them. That is how Headline Hijack works. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Lonely Lunch Club follows as well shortly. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, then do get in touch and allow us to be your virtual friend. We are full, I'm going to say, to bursting of idle chat. Much of it realistically awkward, as though you've just bumped into us near the photocopier and are forced to make small talk while trying to release a paper jam. If you are a lonely what lunch, if you're eating alone for whatever reason, be it work, be it home, be it in your car, be it behind a skip, wherever you're eating alone, Then do get in touch, and you could be the next inductee into the Talk Radio Afternoon Programme Tupperware Hall of Despair. Here's the way to do it. Use an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry this afternoon comes courtesy of work experience...
Emily,
who brings her previews, in many ways, of stupid pop-up hipster nonsense to the fashionably graffitied yard. There's the news in haikus. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do the people think chocolate or bedsheets? If you'd like to get involved in that, do you think chocolate? Or perhaps you think bedsheets? We'd like to hear from you. 87222.
Simon says we're talk.
That's all right.
Simon says we're
talk. The big debate at 3 o'clock. The diversity paper review today. It's a black one. Lenny Henry's going to love that. Professor Stephen Hawking joins us to tell us a joke. And we bring you guest action. Later on the programme, we'll be joined by the comedian Ed Gamble, who's probably going to be plugging something or other, tour or DVD or some such item. Don't doubt. Ginger Dave is here.
Hello.
He is producing, waiting on a new delivery of students, presumably. As broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic as ever. Chloe's on buttons today.
Yay.
Yay. Victoria's touching newscloth. Paid intern Cornelius isn't here.
He's not here, is he?
He's not here.
Where is he?
Well, I'll tell you. I think the reason he's not here is because his mum wasn't around to walk him to the bus stop. And I think it's his monthly stay-at-home kissing practice day with his mum. As you know, Cornelius' mum, regular listener, taught him how to French kiss at a bus stop. while he was waiting for his first Tinder date. In case he ever gets another date, she's homeschooling him in the art of tonguing. Here we go then. It's a Wednesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes, and it's Talk Radio from the Talk Radio on the Talk Radio. And we start with round one. Producer Dave, will you speak for 1 minute without deviation, hesitation or repetition? Your subject is Sir Clement Freud. Go.
Yes, I will. Oh, no.
Oh, we'll do some music instead. Afternoons. It's quarter past one. Brian Adams. See, you forget how good Brian Adams is, don't you? You forget. And then you hear this and you go, that's good, isn't he? Brian Adams.
Yeah.
Brian Adams. Oh, yeah. Brian Adams there on Talk Radio. Brian Adams. Yeah, so I remembered how good Brian Adams was at New Year because he played that live gig, didn't he? At midnight on the television.
Did he?
Yes, from Methodist Central Hall or somewhere.
Right.
And it was instead of Jules Holland's Hootenanny.
What, this year?
Yeah, it was over. And then you suddenly go, God, Brian Adams is good, isn't he? He played all the hits, didn't he?
I'm going to tell you what, that really illustrates the difference in our ages and social lives, doesn't it?
Yes.
Whilst I was at a New Year's party and don't really remember what was happening in the night.
Yes.
You were sat at home watching Brian Adams live on the television.
And I make no apology for that. So I expect you're wondering, though, Ginger producer Dave, why I'm playing Brian Adams on the radio. Brian Adams!
Do you know, I mean, it's made you so happy that I imagine...
song, Heaven.
I imagine it's just... because you wanted to hear it again.
No, it's because... No, it isn't.
John, got a question?
Yes.
Question for today, John.
Have you got a question?
I got a little question for you.
Okay, pop your hand up then. Dave, you've got a question.
I've got a question, John. Mm. It's merely pertaining to the Brian Adams playing that you've just done on the radio.
The excellent Brian Adams.
Yes. Why, John? Why?
Yes.
Did you play Brian Adams?
Well, because of today's big story. as you know, the song always links to the big story.
Yes.
And the big story is that India, the state of Gujarat in India,
yes.
Some forest officials in the state of Gujarat in India have, and I'm quoting here, and this is no lie, have arrested 18 lions because they're trying to find a man-eating suspect. One of the lions in this park, there's 18 of them, has killed three people. Right. And they've arrested, and I'm not making it up, all of the lions, and they are holding them, and they're basically fingerprinting, they're paw printing them to find out which of the 18 lions killed the man. Men. People.
This sounds like the start of a joke, but how do you arrest a lion?
When it's ajar. So I'm playing Bryan Adams, obviously.
Heaven.
Because of the lion, the guilty lion will then be kept in a zoo for life. The others will be released back into the sanctuary.
How does that relate to Bryan Adams, though?
Because in the Bryan Adams song, there's the line, lion here in my arms. So.
Unacceptable.
Bryan Adams.
Play the ads.
Well, indeed, a lion expert, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ask broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah, all right, then.
I need a lion expert, because the story's about lion. Lion here in
Stop
my
singing.
Arm. And,
I
need a lion expert to talk about lions that have been arrested in India, please.
Like a lion tamer.
Like a lion tamer, yes. Or a lion tamer, if you could pronounce it correctly. Or it's an expert, expert on lions from a zoo or a lion sanctuary or something. We need to talk about lions.
Yeah, OK.
Great. 19 minutes past 1 o'clock. We're going to be talking lions next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate Tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club card points on Michelin Cross Climate Tyres for all year round motoring. blackcircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click, fit and save.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £125. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less November 2015 to April 2016. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's A1M still closed south following a serious accident near Bramham. The closure between 44 and 43, queues back to Wetherby at 46. There's delays on the southbound M6 in Cheshire. This is towards a broken down concrete mixer. That's near 19 at Knutsford. The northbound M6 heading away from Birmingham is very busy as well because of an accident 6 to 7. Herefordshire's A449 in Ledbury still blocked out the full pitch roundabout because of an overturned lorry. And no change in Conwy. The A5 in Petrovoylas remains closed both ways for accident investigation work. I'm Jarena Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very quickly then, some of your reactions are coming in this afternoon before we get on to the big story. Your reactions, general reactions, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
A reaction, if then you can react it in this direction. We will take your reactions. Not just reactions, but also your views. Then if you've got any views, send them to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have you got coming in, producer Dave?
Loads of reactions coming in, John, actually.
Any views, though?
Any views?
Yeah.
There's three views. That's the Talk Radio YouTube stats.
Good.
Loads of reactions. We've had an allergic reaction, a chemical reaction, and an emotional one.
Great.
And Travis have just got in touch to say, why does it always rain on me?
Thank you very much indeed. If you do have any idea why it always rains on Travis, do let us know this afternoon. 87222.
Slight message of the word talk.
Add your name on Twitter. We're talking about the big story this afternoon as well. Then that is, of course, that there is a state of Gujarat in India where lions have killed three people, and as a result, forest officials in that state have, and I am quoting, arrested the 18 lions that live in the park and are currently printing them to find out which of the lions it is. When they discover which is the guilty lion, they say it will be kept in a zoo for life. The others will be freed back into the sanctuary. I know that sounds like I've made it up, but I genuinely haven't. They've arrested lions in India. Joining me on the telephone to discuss this is a man who's an expert on lions, Cass. It's got someone to do with... is that Ryan on the phone? Hello, Ryan?
It is, yeah. Hey, Ryan Donnelly. How are you going?
Very well, thank you, Ryan. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. You work with lions, do you?
In a manner of speaking. I'm actually the founder of a human resources consultancy called Lion Consulting.
Right, do you have any lions?
For the exception of myself, with a referral to the actual animal, no.
No. Can you just hold... Just
we have humans.
Just hold the line. Just one moment, Ryan. Just hang on. Cass?
Hi, John.
Yeah, you know I said get someone who works with lions, knows about lions on the...
I got a lion consultant.
No, what you've done is you've booked a very nice man, it seems, called Ryan...
Ryan the Lion.
It does rhyme with lion, I'll give you that.
Right? And he's a consultant of lion
rhymes. No, he isn't. He works in human resourcing, and his company's just got the word lion in it. Is that right? Is that right, Ryan? What's your company called?
Lion Consulting.
Yes, I see.
See, he consults on lions?
Yes. He doesn't, though, does he?
Cause... I don't know what...
Cass, go away. We'll just work our way through it. Okay, Ryan, just go with it. Right, so I've got Ryan Donnelly on the phone, Lion Consultancy, lions, and what do you make of this story, Ryan? These lions that have been arrested, because is lion crime a big problem?
I mean, I would have kind of thought the constitution in which an individual can be arrested if we're referring to lions as an individual is probably something that's restricted to humans, so I would guess arresting lions and taking their paw prints is probably a little bit extreme, but I mean, you know, who are we to judge? We don't know what goes on in India. This could be the norm.
Well, I mean, the problem is, as far as we're learning, is that these... I mean, lions in general, from what we know of lions, I mean, they're organised, aren't they? I mean, they're these far-right feline groups. They're shaven-maned, tattooed creatures, aren't they? And we've seen footage of this, Ryan. I mean, I've seen it on television, you probably have as well, of lions orchestrating attacks on zebras, gazelles. You know, we've all seen the footage that's online.
Indeed, and that was the and that was kind of the reason we named the company Lion Consulting, the personification of what a lion brings. Although I have to admit, with regards to the characteristics you're describing as to organized hunting, being a human resources consultancy, it probably isn't the best idea to be calling ourselves Lion.
No, but you made an error there.
We certainly have.
Yeah.
But it seems to work well. We're loyal, we're strong, we're proud, we're kings of the jungle, and it seems like in India, these lions aren't really taking much crap.
Yeah, I mean, am I right in saying that the lion is actually the only animal with its own bar of chocolate as well? Is there another one of those? I can't think of one.
I can't think of one.
I mean, there's a Kit Kat.
Mm.
I mean, technically, isn't it? But that's the same sort of, that's the same genus. So they're nothing. What would you say?
I'm not much of a chocolate fan.
What would you say, Ryan, if I just said to you that lions are nothing more than yellow thugs, yellowish thugs? What would you say?
What would I say? I mean, I would say that they're not. They're blue. If you have a look at our company logo, it's actually blue.
Ryan, I'm sorry, Ryan. You're peddling a lie, because lions are yellow. They're not blue.
I think you'll find they're brown to match in with the sand. But no, I think, and I also think that Indian lions aren't natural colours. I think you'll find they're actually a darker brown than what you'd find in the average Saharan. Not that I'm an expert on lions or anything, don't get me wrong.
Racist. Look at this. Let me just say these words to you, and I want your reaction.
Sure. Okay.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. A whim away, a whim away. What do you say to that?
It just reminds me of the Jungle Book. So no, it was quite a poxy answer. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to be Lion Consulting with regards to lions. Our logo is humans that roar, and
it's blue, Ryan.
It is blue.
It's blue. It's so can't. You got a blue logo.
The
lion's yellow or brown.
I mean, I don't think you've seen Narnia if you don't think that lions can be a different colour other than yellow, because there's quite a few different coloured lions and all sorts in that movie.
Any lion that hangs around with a witch should not be trusted, Ryan. As well, you know,
hanging around a wardrobe.
Yes. Yeah. Well, consult on that.
I certainly will. I'll take it into consideration, John.
Thank you very much. That's a lion expert. Well, nice one, Cass. Ryan Donnelly's from Lion Consultancy. He's got a blue logo. They do human resources. Google it. If you want some human resources. Otherwise, don't bother. What's your reactions? Do you have a reaction on lions? You know, this is, as I say, organised far-right feline groups. We're learning that they shave their manes and orchestrate attacks on zebras, gazelles, etc. We've seen the footage, lions wearing GoPros and posting it to YouTube. Let's take your reactions. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Wednesday afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. 1:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS, Sir Philip Green, has promised to find a solution to the black hole in the retailer's pension pot. The billionaire tycoon has apologised to the 11,000 staff at the chain and said the pension deficit of £571 million is resolvable. He appeared to become frustrated, though, while giving evidence to a group of MPs who were looking into the collapse of the company.
Sir, do you mind not looking at me like that all the time? It's really disturbing. Sorry? No, you just want to stare at me. It's just uncomfortable, that's all.
I wasn't quite just staring at you, but I don't wish to make you uncomfortable.
Sorry?
I don't wish to make you uncomfortable.
No, but I'm just saying, this is somebody else, but it's just uncomfortable sort of staring at me.
Oscar Pistorius has broken down in tears at his sentencing hearing for murdering his girlfriend. His defence team got him to take off his prosthetic legs and walk around the court in Pretoria in South Africa. Dozens of MPs say they'd vote down any emergency budget brought in by George Osborne if the UK votes to leave the EU. The Chancellor's warned leaving would mean funding cuts for public services and a possible 2p rise in income tax. A teenager who died after getting into difficulty in a pool at the High Force in Teesdale has been named by police. 16-year-old Curtis Atherton from Hartlepool was swimming with his brothers and friends. And Nigel Farage has been involved in a bizarre clash with Bob Geldof on the River Thames. The UKIP leader was part of a flotilla going past Parliament in protest over European Union fishing policies when the rock star pulled up alongside him in a boat, calling him a fraud.
I'm sorry, I just love that story.
The weather mostly cloudy with heavy thundery showers developing across England and Wales.
And more persistent rain in northern and eastern Scotland. Sunny spells for southeast England, highs of 20 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. It's good though, isn't it? Bob Geldof and Nigel Farage in their pro and leave camps for balance. Having a boat fight.
It's not that far from where our studio is.
I know.
Can we get a boat?
To go and get a boat and do the rest of the show from a boat alongside their boat.
That'd be so good. Third boat.
Cass! I mean, this is going to be a waste of time asking you.
Yeah. Let's get someone from Boat Consultants.
Could you organise a... Could we do the rest of the show from a boat?
Do you really trust me to do that? We'd end up in, like, a horrible inflict... on a lilo.
What? Sorry, I don't speak North.
Lie.
Yes.
Le.
Yeah,
it's French. It's called the Auras. It's
la
French.
Le.
La
le.
Le.
La
le.
La
le.
La
le. 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 Je m'appelle la le.
Anyway, I don't think we'll be doing that.
No.
Seems not. Right, okay. Lonely Lunch Club on the way. If you are lunching alone, we'd like to hear from you to idly chit about this and to chat about that. Be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we have got you talking very much about lions. The big story of the day there was that forest officials in the Indian state in Gujarat have genuinely arrested, their words, 18 lions so they can test them, paw print them. It's like a lion up. And they're testing them to find out which one of them killed three people, and that lion will be punished by being put in a zoo. The rest of them will be let back into the park. And we spoke to a man who is an expert on human resources to talk about that. So that was good. Right, so your reactions to the lion story are coming in thick, if not necessarily fast. Dave...
they've been pouring in. John Jim says, I've had enough. I'm voting Lexit in the upcoming Lionendum. And
yep.
Then just for balance, obviously, Jim says, I'm voting Lemain.
Yep.
Simba says, can you feel...
Because he spelled Main, M-A-N-E.
Yes, absolutely, of course. Simba says, can you feel the love tonight? Very good point, actually, there. And this one has genuinely just come in on Twitter, John. This is from Justin Lee Collins, and he says, at Talk Radio, I don't know what I'd do without Holmes under the hammer.
Great. And Justin Lee Collins does look like a lion.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
So, you know, that ties in.
Mm.
Yeah.
What an odd tweet.
Yeah. And how interesting is your texting on the day when Pistorius is in court. What else have we got coming in here? The Lion remake. John, the Lions are just the usual suspects I've got coming in here. And this is, of course, the news of the Lion... you've heard about this. I know we were talking about it earlier in the office. The Lion... all Lion remake of The Usual Suspects that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's
had a lot of stick, hasn't it, actually?
Well, it had, but it's fashionable to remake films with animals now, of course. There's the new all-gorilla version of Ghostbusters, isn't there, coming out? And that reboot of I Spit on Your Grave, you remember that old horror film? They're doing that with camels, because camels obviously spit.
Yeah, very good budget call.
Also coming out, a shot-for-shot remake of Psycho with dolphins. And Ocean's 11 with ducks. Just that the Lion's the latest one to be announced,
yeah.
So that's all. What else has come in? John, I've been thinking, and you're right, there is only, the lion is the only animal with its own bar of chocolate, apart from the Kit Kat that you mentioned. Mm. No one's thought of another one yet, but if you do, then do, of course, let us know. Someone else has just put three lions on a shirt.
Yes. That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And John, that the lion should be punished. It clearly scratched its lioness girlfriend through the toilet door. It's time for Headline Hijack, which means you get to make up some news stories.
Headline
the news at 2 o'clock?
I do.
Right. Well, ordinarily, of course, the news contains truth. That's the point of it. It contains facts on current affairs and events that are happening. Those events are, I suppose, revealed to you via the medium of Victoria, the newsreader's mouth. And because it comes out of her trained journalistic mouth, you are apt to believe what she says. However, at 2 o'clock, not everything, because one of the stories in the news at two will be a massive made-up lie. And the reason it will be a lie is because we are, well, confusing those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Those that pop out for lunch, maybe they get back, start listening again at 2 o'clock, hear the news first, don't hear us setting this up, and simply hear the news lie that we never refer to again afterwards. It's called Headline Hijack. We'd like you to make up that news lie. Get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's coming in, Dave?
This one is from Sammy John. Sammy says, the Welsh MP James Davis... I don't know if that's a fictional or a real Welsh MP. That's good research, if so. Has called on the government to increase the pressure on the violent England fans out in France. He says if the violence continues, Cardiff should become the United Kingdom's capital city to reward the Welsh football fans who have been well behaved.
Right.
It's an option, isn't it?
Thanks for that. The Board of Healthy Britain have announced they're going to lobby the government to install treadmills on major pavements across the country to force more people into walking. The National Obesity Forum spokesperson Tam Fry earlier told Julia Hartley Brewer that he'd only encourage the move if the treadmills were reversed so that fat people have to walk less, fewer. If you've got a made-up news story, well, now is the time. The lines remain open for another 20 minutes or so. All you've got to do is send it to us. It may well get into the news. Victoria may well speak those words. Also, Lonely Lunch Club is on the way. If you're lunching alone, use an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 2 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Whether you're going on a tour of Europe with the family or you're off to France with a football, Halfords have got everything you need, from motoring abroad kits to breathalyzers, so you're legally equipped for your European journey. Plus, we can even fit a cycle carrier and roof box to your car, giving you the freedom to pack more into your adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
OK, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop. Got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's A1M still closed south following a serious accident near Bramham. The closure between 44 and 43, queues back to Weatherby at 46. There's delays on the southbound M6 in Cheshire. This is towards a broken down concrete mixer. That's near 19 at Knutsford. The northbound M6 heading away from Birmingham's very busy as well because of an accident, 6 to 7. Herefordshire's A449 in Ledbury still blocked out the full picture roundabout because of an overturned lorry. And no change in Conwy. The A5 in Petrovoylas remains closed both ways for accident investigation work. I'm Jarena Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Just as that little bit of production there would seem to suggest. It's also home to your reactions, of course. David, some reactions coming in this afternoon.
Got some reactions, John.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland's fans have got in touch to say, Will Griggs on fire, your defence is terrified. And the rest of Europe's defence say, we're not terrified, you're Northern Ireland.
Don't understand a word of that, but that's fine. Football. Something to do with football, yeah, I imagine. Thank you very much. I don't know whether you've seen... now, Cornelius, as we know, not here today, because once a month, as regular listeners will know, he's homeschooled, and his mum keeps him at home to teach him how to French kiss one day a month, in case he ever gets a proper date. But instead, I wonder if you've seen any of the news, Dave.
Do you know what, John? Yeah. I brought an empty news bottle in this morning to fill it up with the news machine in the kitchen.
Yes.
It's broken.
You're joking.
So there's no news in it. So I've only got that little bit of news in the bottom of my empty bottle that I brought in this morning.
Don't binge it.
No, well, it's rations, isn't it? No?
So, the thing is, the reason it's broken, of course, the news machine, is because the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Do you know what, John?
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it.
Well done. So, allow us to help, because we can help you get your head around the news. We know the news is complicated, but we are here on Talk Radio to help you through it. And the way we do that, of course, is by breaking the news down each afternoon into its component parts. And its component part, when you break news down, is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Russia given yell, low card. No more punchy fun for fans anymore.
Well, regular listeners will notice that the news in haikus,
something's happened there, hasn't it?
Was read there by not Cornelius, as usual, but instead by a gobby northern goth. As broadcast is through the glass.
Yep.
Thanks for that. Haiku there. It's good.
There's three more.
I know. So, could you try and do the next one in a voice we can understand? It's a little bit difficult.
No.
I think she says no. No doesn't mean yes, Dave. Not even from a northerner. It always means no. You remember that. No. Good. So shall we meet a lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Yes, we shall, because it's time to induct somebody else, somebody new, into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The reason for that is because we know that some people, and I'm talking to you, do occasionally, or even regularly, if you're Justin Lee Collins, lunch alone with no one to share one's food. And we aim to improve the lunch times of the Lonely's What Lunch by becoming a virtual friend and colleague to them, able to chat about this and chit about that, idle chit-chat, awkward chat, the kind of chat, as I say, you'd have if you were in the office and you'd wandered over to the photocopy to use it. There's someone else there already, it's a colleague, you don't know them very well, but just enough to have an awkward bit of idle small talk while one of you tries to unjam the copier of its paper. It's kind of that. Anyway, on the phone now, the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair is Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. Why are you lunching alone, Patrick?
Well, I work at the cinema, and nobody wants to see these films. So it's just me here.
Right. You're our second cinema worker in the last few days. We had a cinema worker on the other day who was lunching alone.
As a real influx.
Yeah. This must be... It's a trend.
Yeah, I think a friend of mine who also works at the cinema must have referred me. Thought I was a lonely luncher, needed some chat, you know?
That must be what it is. Well, yeah. I'm glad and this is going to almost trend, lonely cinema lunchers. It's an offshoot. What do you normally do for lunch? Where do you sit? Where do you take your lunch in your cinema?
I'm sitting in a little alleyway behind the cinema having a cigarette. That's my lunch today, is a cigarette.
What a healthy lunch that is.
One of your
40 a day, is it?
Well, you know, the good thing is I smoke roll-ups, so I don't count them. Do you know what I mean? I don't have like a... I can't look at a box and be like, oh, wow, I've smoked 10 of those.
Yeah.
I just roll one and that's it.
This is good chat, isn't it? How do you keep track then of your disgusting habit? How do you...
Well, I don't. That's the point. You know, I try and sort of avoid any kind of acknowledgement of how much nicotine I take in.
Yeah. Are you one of those work people who takes regular cigarette breaks out the back in the alley, but it annoys the non-smokers because if you add that up over a year, it means you've done 3 weeks fewer work than they have?
I mean, yeah, but don't say that on the radio because they might be listening.
Yeah,
you know?
I would never say that.
I mean, I sit in the office at the back and I just smoke.
Yeah.
That's my job.
You're just smoking. You can't smoke in the cinema anymore. There was a time when you could do that, couldn't you? They'd reek of it.
I know, I think people used to actually come to the cinema to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I talk to people my parents' generation, they say, oh yes, well I used to go to the cinema, get away from my parents, and we'd just smoke.
Smoke.
An ounce of tobacco in the back of the screen and flip it up and smoke.
Yeah. It was just the...
Yeah.
You don't see it anymore, do you, though? It's changed the cinema experience, hasn't it? It used to be... You're right. You know, you used to smoke and you used to... Where you'd go to Heavy Pet, wasn't it? Do the kids do that anymore? Are they too busy Snapchatting at each other?
Snapchatting? Well, I think if there's any Heavy Petting, I'd hope that there's no Snapchatting going on at the same time.
You are so out of touch. That is what the kids do, Patrick, now. It's in the news today.
They're
desensitized.
If they get a glimpse of the screen with the film on, that's really illegal.
Actually, you're absolutely right. I hadn't considered that because of the fact copyright issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there might be some philandering going on, but in the background, you see a bit of the James Bond movie, and we get sued.
Yeah, you're right. I literally hadn't considered that. Do you follow sort of films in terms of keeping up to date? Are you allowed to watch the films as they come out, or what's the rules?
Well, I mean, yeah, sure, I can do that. But sometimes I don't really want to.
No,
because sometimes they're not great films.
Yeah, an example of a terrible film that your job is to try and flog to unsuspecting punters.
Oh, we've got a film called Me Before You at the moment, which is an adaptation of some weepy novel.
Yeah,
It's about Emilia Clarke, the Dragon Queen, seducing a man in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Somebody said it was a bit like 50 Shades of Grey, but I'm not sure.
My friend's in that, Patrick. Watch what you say.
Yeah, producer Dave's friend's in that film. And what's more, yesterday we had its star Sam Claflin on the programme, Patrick.
Well, it's an incredible movie. and, you know... I've seen it 3 times now, and I think I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, well, much like you, I pretended to like it as well when I interviewed Sam. But, you know, it's not that good, is it?
I liked it. I've seen it 3 times,
too. You only like it because your friend's in it.
It's good. It's a good film. He's very good in it.
It's not.
To be honest with you, I haven't actually seen it.
No. Have you?
Have I seen it? No.
Exactly. I'm the only one that's seen it.
The song and the credits a whole lot of times.
You know, sometimes, though, I'm right on it, Patrick. You know, sometimes when you hear about a film or you see a trailer or even a poster, and you can just bask in the knowledge that it's never going to trouble your life. You know that? You know when you do?
I know that feeling very well.
Yeah.
Very, very well. Yeah.
And that's one of them for me. You just sort of go, no, that's not going to bother me. Even if I'm desperate on a plane, I'm not going
to
watch that.
Even if you're professionally advised to watch it for an interview you do on your radio programme.
Yeah, I'm still not going to.
Even if your professional credentials came into play.
Or read a book.
Yeah. Yeah. Even then.
Even then. No way.
I watched half of the trailer.
Sure.
You know, I saw a video on Facebook. There's all these videos going around. Everyone's sort of putting themselves behind them on some kind of ideological level. And I saw this video about genetics. This guy, they got all these people in a room and they got them to spit into a vial. And then they sent off the spit, and then 2 weeks later they came back with a map with circles on it, and they freaked them all out. They said, "You're not where you think you were from." And I've got to say, it really annoyed me, this thing. It really annoyed me, because, hold on, how can you find out where people are from spit in a vial? And they really made them spit a lot.
Right.
So what did they do? Did they send the spit into, like, some weird back room where they have, like, some sci-fi creatures suspended in amniotic fluid? And feed them the spit while they do circles on a map.
Patrick? What have you been rolling in those roll-ups today?
Oh, well, there's definitely some tobacco in it.
That's Patrick on the telephone there from an alleyway behind a cinema where he's smoking an adult cigarette. A funny cigarette. For his lunch. Patrick, pleasure to talk to you. He's inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club. Went weird at the end, didn't it? With the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone or taking drugs in an alleyway, then by all means get in touch. LonelyLunchClub@talkradio.co.uk.
Lonely Lunch at Talk Radio.
What did I say?
Lonely Lunch Club.
Right, what is it?
Lonely Lunch.
Just that.
At.
Lonely Lunch.
At.
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dot.
Co.
Co.
Dot.
Dot.
UK. Okay, fine. That's how to get in touch with us. We should, by the way, speaking of being texted just now by the lion-headed, disgraced presenter, Justin Lee Collins.
Yeah.
Today's texting, because you know, this is a nice regular one we do, of course.
Yep.
And we just, if you, by the way, if you've seen a celebrity out and about, then like a sort of, lower rent heat magazine, we will this afternoon take your celebrity spotted. If you've ever seen a celebrity, let us know who it was and what they were doing. You can do that on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word spotted.
So, you know the sort of, for instance, we've hi, John. I saw David Walliams. He's horrible. Mm. David Walliams. He is absolutely an appalling human being. Not making that up, he is. I've met him, he's horrible. I mean, I don't say that about many people. Most people are nice.
Yeah, no.
But he really is not. And he tries to come across like that on the television, doesn't he? Mm. With all his books and stuff. But he's an absolutely rude and appalling human being. Just because I find. I once saw the rude and appalling human being David Walliams in the vegetable aisle of Tesco's, deliberately bruising a lettuce. Yes, I'm not surprised.
Mm.
Not surprised. Thank you. That's coming from Ian. Spotted.
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 Spotted, John. Here's a good one.
Spotted.
Here's a good one
spotted.
From Sally.
Spotted.
In Manchester.
Spotted.
She's spotted.
Spotted.
The Coronation Street actor Helen Wirth.
Yes.
Who plays Gail Platt.
Spotted.
Spotted. Chaperoning her child's class on a school trip to Jodrell Bank in Cheshire. Spotted.
Spotted. This has come in from... who's this from? Sarah. John, spotted.
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 Spotted. Spotted. News actress Sophie Raworth. Trying to get a kite airborne in the Coventry branch of the clothes shop River Island. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted. If you've spotted a spotted, then let us know. 87222.
Sorry, Mr. Talk. Sorry, Mr. Spotted.
And so in this half hour, there just remains, or leaves, just to be balanced. The notion of headline hijack. Somebody has got a made-up news story into the news, which is coming very shortly. The reason, of course, it's to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. Maybe they're not listening to this programme because they are out for lunch, but they get back, flip on the radio, listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. First thing they hear, though, at 2 o'clock is the news with Victoria. They believe the news because it's the news, but we like to put a made-up news lie into it. Your fib, your fabrication, your fakery.
Fabrication.
If you like. or if you don't. Someone has to have their story in the news. Masquerading as truth, it will be a news lie. Producer Dave, whose story is it today?
John, the winner today, whose story will be in the news, is Mark Priest.
Mark Priest.
Mark Priest.
And where's Mark Priest from? Is he a priest or is that his surname?
I believe that's his surname, okay. But there was no comma. The comma could have been missed out.
Fine.
Mark may or may not be a priest. From Solihull.
Solihull, right. Mark Priest in Solihull, well done. Your made-up news story will be in the news next. Still to come on today's programme, then, we will be joined by a guest. That's right. The comedian Ed Gamble will join us later on the programme to, no doubt, plug something like a tour or a DVD or some such. There will be a diversity paper review. There will be work experience punditry. As we review pop-up hipster nonsense, we'll go out to the streets to find out what the people think. There's more news in haikus and the big debate at 3 o'clock. It's Talk Radio Wednesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, top chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3 metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only $4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. Just about 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. Look, Victoria's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Sir Philip Green apologises after BHS collapsed. Pistorius removes his prosthetic legs. And an EU flotilla face-off.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS, Sir Philip Green, has promised to find a solution to the retailer's huge pensions deficit. He's been giving evidence to a group of MPs who are looking into the collapse of the company. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports.
The billionaire's apologised to the 11,000 staff at BHS and says the pensions problem is resolvable. But despite owning the company for 15 years, he said he had no responsibility over pensions.
I was not actively involved in pension conversations.
Some of his responses have been rather amazing. At one point, he was asked why the man he sold the firm to thought the deal was pension-free. His response, is the sky light or dark?
Oscar Pistorius has removed his prosthetic legs in court as part of his defence team's argument that he deserves leniency when he's sentenced. The athlete is facing 15 years in prison for the murder of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day 3 years ago. Llewellyn Kalewis is a South African legal expert.
This is emotional stuff. What better evidence than to show to the court, physically, there in court, open court, for the whole world to see just how vulnerable his client is. So I think that was a trump card that he played.
Bob Geldof and Nigel Farage have been involved in a bizarre clash on the River Thames. The rock star campaigner, who was on a boat with an inn banner, called the UKIP leader a fraud while he was taking part in a flotilla in protest at European Union fishing policies. Mr. Farage insists it's an issue.
We're not asking for slightly bigger quotas. We're not asking for the regulations to be eased a bit. We're not begging for crumbs from the table. We're saying we want our country back, we want our territorial waters back. This industry is only allowed to catch 20% by value of the fish that swim in what ought to be British territorial waters.
Officials in Florida looking for a toddler snatched by an alligator insist it's still a search and rescue operation. The two-year-old boy was dragged into a lagoon near Disney World last night. The father tried to rescue his son from the animal's jaws. Jeff Williamson is from the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
It's just simply heartbreaking. There's no other way to say it. So you know how a father who witnesses this, I cannot come to grips what it must have been like to be in that situation. I can't imagine.
The Duke of Cambridge has become the first member of the royal family to appear on the cover of a gay magazine. Prince William features in the latest edition of Attitude, where he's spoken out against homophobic bullying.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly cloudy with heavy, thundery showers developing across England and Wales, and more persistent rain in northern and eastern Scotland. Some sunny spells for southeast England, highs of 20 degrees.
So you've revised your position.
Yeah, because it, our little window doesn't look that sunny, but it's a sunny spell.
Yes.
It's a limited amount of time.
Yes. I am admirable of your method of weather reporting, which means looking out of the window at this small patch of sky we can see from this hellish broadcasting cell.
It is a forecast, though, as well. Just to say, it doesn't have to be right now.
Well, why look out the window then?
Because I'm questioning it.
More from Victoria's inaccurate weather later on, among other things. But I think is Ben back?
Let's hope so.
Let's all hope Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yay! Good afternoon. The newly promoted Barclays Premier League sides know the lay of the land in next season's top flight with the release of the 2016-17 fixtures this morning. Sky Bet Championship winners Burnley will host Swansea, Middlesbrough will be at home to Stoke, and Hull host champions Leicester. The season gets underway on Saturday, the 13th of August. Ben. England fullback Ryan Bertrand says they'll approach tomorrow's Euro 2016 game with Wales like any other. After drawing with Russia in their opener, they could really do with 3 points in Lons. Bertrand says there's more to this game than just stopping Gareth Bale.
No doubt Gareth's a world-class player, but it'd be naive to just focus on one player in their team. You know, they have quality throughout the team.
England have no injury concerns ahead of the game, with all 23 players taking part in training this morning at their base in Chanty. And in today's games at the Euros, Russia play Slovakia in Group B. They're just underway, while in Group A, Romania take on Switzerland at 5 and hosts France face Albania at 8. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And David Cameron has reinforced Roy Hodgson and Wayne Rooney's pleas to England fans to stay out of trouble at Euro 2016. The Prime Minister's also threaten that if the team are sent home from the tournament as a result of crowd trouble, the offending fans will be publicly shamed on an open-top bus tour of central London.
Thank you very much, Victoria. 4 minutes past two.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, good afternoon, good Wednesday afternoon. I am John Holmes, and on the programme today as well, don't forget, we are giving you a chance to win a submarine boat trip on the Thames. You will get to travel up the river and intercept your choice of either Nigel Farage or Bob Geldof, depending on whether or not you want to leave Europe or stay in it. For balance, both are available. You can be at the helm of a Talk Radio branded Royal Navy Astute Class 2 submarine loaded with Tomahawk Black 4 torpedoes. All thanks to our friends at Submarines. You'll get to captain the vessel, and once Farage and or Geldof are in sight in their ludicrous pro leave, pro remain, for balance flotilla, you will enter the launch codes that will see the first ever nuclear weapon launch in British waters. Geldof and Farage will be destroyed, along with Joey Essex, who is also on one of the boats, apparently, for some reason, given that he doesn't even know where or what Britain even is. Your chance to take to the Thames in a Talk Radio-branded submarine and destroy the ludicrous leave-and-remain-for-balance flotilla. thanks to our friends over at Submarines. It's Talk Radio. It's time for the Work Experience Punditry. Testing the next generation of broadcasters, critics and reviewers. That's us every weekday afternoon at around this time with a work experience pundit. The main advantage, we don't have to pay them. Today, we are joined by Emily.
Hello, how are you?
Emily.
Thank you, that was beautiful.
Yep, it's a Bowling for Soup song. Are you aware of it?
No.
Well, you should be. You're called Emily. Why not? Why aren't you aware of songs about Emily?
I know a few other ones, but I don't know that one.
Okay, well, add it to your...
Which ones do you know?
There's a new Catfish in the Bottomman song, actually, called Emily.
Oh, yeah.
That's killer. But I spell my name differently, right? Like, I spell it with a double E at the end.
Yeah.
So I go into iTunes and I change the spelling of it to make it more personal.
Nice. Yeah. I like your style.
Yeah, and then it's really personal.
Emily.
Yeah.
Why do you... What is it with paper reviewers on this feature, by the way, with... Bear with me, Emily. I'm asking Dave this.
Yep.
And they're like stupid name alterations. Because Andrew.
Roo.
He calls himself Roo.
Roo. R-O-O. Like a kangaroo.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
I know, it is odd, isn't it?
Is it your given name, or have you changed it?
Yeah, no, it's my given name.
Is it?
Yeah, my mum just wanted me to be unique, so thanks to her.
Yeah, but why didn't she give you a name that's more unique than Emily instead of just changing Emily with... I'm not criticising her. Sure, she's lovely.
She's listening. She's going to be really upset.
Great.
No, I don't know. She wanted to spell it how it sounds.
Yes.
Because my brother's name is Stefan, but they spell it S-T-E-F-F-E-N. So it's Stefan.
Right.
So it's how it sounds.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense, but whatever.
Illiterate parent. Fine. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we've got that nailed. So, Emily, we're talking, I believe, on a Wednesday... hipster nonsense.
Yes, hipster reviews. That's my job.
Yeah. So what fresh hell have you brought?
All right. So first up, this one's been in the news quite a bit. I've seen lots of like headlines on this one. This one's going back to Canada. So basically in Vancouver, they've opened up this pop-up market of raindrop cakes. Have you heard of them?
I'm glad to say I haven't. Yeah. And now, of course, I have and wish I hadn't.
So
raindrop cakes.
Yeah. They're blobs of water. So they're made out of like jelly and water, and they're basically tasteless, but they just look like a drop of water on your plate, and they serve it with like soybean powder.
For God's sake.
And a drop of black sugar syrup. And people are paying like however much money. I think it's like $3 or $4 or something. And it's tasteless. Like, it doesn't taste like anything.
I'm just going to have to stop the music there because this is hateful. What? So, it's a raindrop. It's not a cake, though, is it? That's not a cake.
No, but they call it water cakes.
I hate these.
If you just Google search a picture, it genuinely looks like a massive raindrop on a plate with just little, like, soybeans on the side. And people are like, oh my gosh, the picture's so great for Instagram. It looks so cool.
What sort of git came up with this?
I don't know. I mean, it's
hateful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... You agree with me on this.
Yeah.
It's not just me.
No.
What's it called? Raindrop cakes.
Yeah, raindrop cakes. It looks really silly. I don't understand it.
No.
You're...
How much is it?
I think it's probably like $5 or something like that. Like, they've got a whole pop-up stand just of raindrop cakes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you've seen the picture.
Has the picture popped up?
Oh, yeah. It's just loading it on the talk radio wireless internet, so... Come back to me in about
an hour. Yeah. So
it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't get this. Yeah. So it looks like a massive raindrop.
I'm just looking at it now. It looks like a jellyfish.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
But why would you pay for that? You're eating water.
If you cut into it,
I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I mean, is it full? Does it just explode?
I would assume so.
Or is it jelly all the way through?
I think it would explode. I think they have like almost like a little gel around it, and that's what keeps it in the raindrop.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming when you cut it that it would just explode.
I can't believe we're even talking about this.
Ugh.
I can't believe that this has even made headlines that people are like going and giving money to this.
I mean, it's just like, it really is, right? I mean, what sort of idiot would you have to be? Right? I mean, you know, there are many food-related hipster crap things. Like,
you know, the cereal cafe in that nonsense, oh, yeah. you know, yeah. the crisp sandwich shop. Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah.
But I mean,
this is ridiculous. I would never, ever, ever spend money on this.
No.
Ever.
I mean, it's only a matter of time before it comes here, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed that Canada's got it first.
Yeah.
Just for myself, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. I'm glad your country was on fire.
Thank you.
For this.
Right? Thank you
Maybe
so
that's what they're doing.
The water.
Have you thought about that?
But so, that's in a different province, though.
Yeah,
so.
It doesn't matter, does it? If think about this. This could be...
Yeah, this is maybe the solution.
Yeah.
This.
So what you do is you bake a giant rainbow drop cake.
Yeah.
Rainbow cake.
Rainbow drop. Raindrop.
That
rainbow.
Yeah, that, yeah. Right? And then... But then... I mean, I'm talking the size of a city.
Okay.
Right? And then you haul it into the sky.
Yeah, and then just...
Do you have helicopters in Canada?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
okay,
let's hope.
Then you haul it into the sky.
Yeah.
With specially adapted helicopters.
Yeah.
And burst it over the fires that
this
you all
is actually have. Brilliant. This is brilliant.
Or just take a number of them and lob them. So maybe it's not even a food. Maybe it is an anti-fire invention, but they've just decided it works as a foodstuff.
I think this is it. Because it just doesn't make sense that people are just eating them. Yeah. So I think this is
just
the reason.
Trying to think of a use for it.
Yeah, this is great.
It can't be a coincidence. The most burny country.
Burny country
has got a watery cake, can it? I mean, it's not a coincidence, you know.
No, it's not.
No,
I think we figured it out,
you know. And you've got moose,
we do.
that's a hateful cake. What else have you got? What hipster?
So, obviously, the Euro 2016s are going on, so they gave you a hipster guide to who you should cheer for if you're a hipster. So, if you don't want to cheer for whoever else is cheering for, so if you're like, oh, I don't want to cheer for Germany and Belgium because everybody else is cheering for them,
yes,
they give you the teams that are like not on the radar to be like cool when you go out and be like, yeah, I'm cheering for Poland because like they're really under the radar, I think they're going to take it this year. So they have a whole list of teams you should cheer for if you don't want to cheer for the teams
right
that are probably going to
win. You just cheer
win.
For the country that you live in.
No. Racist, Dave.
You're
racist. Dave, come on, it's 2016, you can't do that anymore. What are you talking about? That's it's politically correct. It's gone mad, Dave. You can't cheer for the country you live in because he's racist.
Awkward.
Honestly.
But yeah, so the teams that they say you should cheer for if you're a hipster is Switzerland, Poland, Croatia, and Turkey.
Right. And who decided this? Who was the arbiter of this?
It's some website called Outside of the Boot. But
I love the disdain with which you said that because I share that. I share your disdain. So the idea is that if you're a hipster,
yeah.
you haven't got the wherewithal yourself, obviously.
Yeah.
Because the thing about a hipster, okay, is that a hipster has no knowledge of it of its surroundings itself, does it? It's got no worth. It's got no...
Yeah.
It has to be told what is hip, the hipster.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so this is the latest... It can't possibly just go, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll cheer for an underdog. Or the country I'm hip in. No, it has to be told what's hip.
Yeah.
By that very nature, that makes it unhip, doesn't it? If you've got to be told what's hip...
But they don't tell people that they were told about it. They, in their brains, be like, no, I think Croatia's going to win it. And then they'll be like, oh, where'd you figure that out from? Like, oh, I just feel it.
Yeah.
They won't tell people, oh, I saw it on undertheboot or whatever.com.
Yeah, I feel it in my square beard.
Yeah, it's really, Croatia's totally going to take it this year.
Right. And there's just four to choose from then, is it, on this hipster guide?
Yeah, I think
it's not a great guide, that is it, if
no.
I'm honest.
But it gives people that...
Dave, you dress a bit like a hipster.
Yeah, you kind
of
do.
I mean, I don't know why, but... Yeah.
How's this turned on me already?
No, it's a genuine question. So speaking as a wannabe hipster,
right,
with your beard and your vest.
What's dressing like a hipster? I've had a beard for 12 years. That's pre-hipster beard.
Yeah, but you've shaped it like a hipster. It didn't used to be like that.
That was an interesting story about why my beard is currently slightly wild and out of control.
Well, you use the term interesting.
It is quite interesting.
Incorrectly. I know. Go on, then.
I think you're... I'm almost reluctant to tell you what it is.
I think you're going to have to now.
So I am going to feature in a calendar.
What?
God, it's already weird. Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Go on.
Which came out last year, and they're doing a second one this year. And shall I show you the calendar?
Well, I mean, ideally, tell us about it, being the radio.
Chloe knows what it is.
Right.
Chloe knows what it is.
Chloe through the glass of the button. What is it, Chloe? What is his calendar?
Do you want me to say?
Yeah, you're going to really hate this, John.
Yeah, this is like peak hatred for you.
Go on.
It's called Bearded Men with Silky Kimonos.
How have you not told me this before?
Because I only got asked to do it on...
How have you not?
I only got asked to do it on Friday.
But didn't you do it last year?
No, I didn't do it last year, no.
Bearded Men with Silky Kimonos.
In silky kimonos.
I mean, yeah. This is just hateful. I mean, this is, see my point? I was saying, I'm not a hipster. I've had this beard for you. That's the most hipster nonsense I've ever heard.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why I'm letting the beard... They want me to grow the beard a bit more out.
Well, no, your beard didn't used to be that hipster. It's now gone hipster. You've joined the... And you've got a man bun. And you've got mankles. You've got your...
It's just summer. It's just summer.
Trousers rolled up.
It's just summer.
And you're wearing pop socks like a girl. Like a gymnast.
2016, John. It's very sexist in 2016.
And you've got a vest on. With your, and you, honestly.
Sure, over it.
Yeah, but when you reach up or backwards, I can see side move. It's just not... Do you see what I mean?
No, hands down.
Yeah.
The necklace and the deep V too.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
What's going on here? We're supposed to be reviewing stuff.
Well, you know, you are...
we're reviewing you. You're the real hipster.
Anyway, more hipster nonsense on the way. Excellent. Yep. And we've got to know more about this calendar. Excellent. Bearded men in silky kimonos.
Yep.
Christ's sake. Let's take some adverts while we digest that image.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Come on, lads! Oh, God, better take this. Hello! Hello! Oi! Pipe down, you lot! I'm on a business call! Cheers. Hello?
With eReceptionist, all calls are answered and can be diverted to a colleague to suit your schedule. So with eReceptionist on your side, you'll never miss a business call. Or the game, for that matter. For a free 30-day trial, head to ereceptionist.co.uk. Usage conditions apply. Cancel any time within 30 days.
Come on!
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's southbound A1M remains closed near Hook Moor between 44 and 43 following a serious accident. Queues back to Wetherby. The M6 South in Cheshire is struggling towards 90 at Knutsford where a concrete mixer is broken down. M6 North as you head away from Birmingham still slow 6 to 7 after earlier problems. There's an obstruction on Berkshire's westbound M4 which means it's partially blocked junctions 8, 9 to 10 and no change for Conway's A5 through Pentre Voylas. That remains closed both ways. For accident investigation is a B4006. I'm Jarena Adams.
Cafe Annabelle has been open for a year now. I named it after my daughter. Things started slowly, but once people tried our coffee, we began to do really well. Then, disaster struck. The espresso machine, my single biggest purchase, gave up. Fortunately, I got a loan from Lloyds Bank so I could order a new one before people got a taste for our rival's coffee. It's not as good as ours, by the way.
Sometimes small businesses need cash to solve unexpected problems. That's why Lloyds Bank approve 8 out of 10 business loans and overdrafts. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side. Lloyds Bank. All lending is subject to status. 8 out of 10 relates to loans and overdrafts in the period November 2013 to March 2016.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, Paul Ross goes...
pop. He said he was never going to give you up. He went away, but now he's back with a bang. Rick Astley joins me, Paul Ross, live on the Full Set Breakfast. All that and, blimey, we're spoiling you, Warwick Davis from Harry Potter and Star Wars and a whole lot more.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Emily is with us, reviewing hipster nonsense, such as Dave. this afternoon for Work Experience Punditry, if you've just joined us, you've missed the revelation that producer Dave has been asked to be photographed for a calendar called Bearded Men
in Silky Kimonos.
In Silky Kimonos. The worst selling calendar of 2017.
It genuinely wasn't, John. Very well sold.
No, you're not listening.
Of 2017.
Yes, correct. Sure. Now you're involved. Here's what I'm suggesting.
Fine.
Okay. So, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Do you know what, John?
Yes.
I can't get my beard around it.
No. It's enveloping most other things. So, here on the radio in the afternoon is where we explain the news for you. We distill it down, if you like, to its component. Form. And when you do that to the news, what you end up with is, as you know, Japanese poetry. The news explained in 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Russian yobs well organised. The England team could learn a thing or two.
The news in Northern.
What does land mean?
That was Asprod Cass, who ordinarily resides through the glass, doing today's news in haikus, because Cornelius, he's off today. It's one day a month. He's homeschooled by his own mother, teaching him how to French kiss girls. Let's do some more Work Experience punditry. With us doing hipster nonsense. It's a review of hipster nonsense. We've already talked about raindrop cakes, which are an actual thing. It's just a lump of jellied water that they're selling as cakes in a pop-up.
Scams.
Producer Dave, we've learned, is going to be in a hipster calendar.
Yep.
Called Bearded Men in Silk Kimono. What month do you think, Emily, Dave personifies there? What month?
I'm thinking... Springtime. I can see, like, maybe they're putting, like, flowers in your beard and stuff.
Sure.
I'm thinking maybe in May or April.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Do you know what month you're going
to
be?
No. I was wondering whether I get to choose or not.
Yeah, do you get to choose?
I don't know.
What month would you choose?
Well, I was born in March, so I've got a fairly strong affiliation to March. Yeah. Mm. And that's the start of spring, so your spring.
Weird men. weird bearded men in silk. What is it? March, Dave. April, Clement Freud. Just weird. Just
everyone's going to be alive, John. That's the one prerequisite of the calendar. And no criminal records.
Good, so more hipster nonsense then from Emily. What are we reviewing next?
Okay, I actually like this one.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Avoject Syringe. Basically, there's a special syringe they've made.
Yes.
That you put avocado in.
Oh, for God's sake, stop. Just stop now. Just stop there. A syringe with avocado in.
Yeah, it's a specialized syringe that you can put avocado in, so you can put, like, you know, if you're eating a taco or something, right? You're like, ugh, I don't want too much avocado, but I don't want, like, too little. So this syringe will give you...
It happens to me a lot, that.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to, use this syringe. You can order it online.
Yeah.
I got the prices here, too. It's about $5.
Okay.
£5, we'll say.
Okay.
Yeah, for...
It's not quite the exchange rate, but I'll get a point.
Yeah. For a syringe that you can put avocado in, and then it just...
What do you do? You push it into the avocado and suck up the...
Yeah, like you it opens and then you shove the avocado in there and then it's like a special nozzle that goes through and you can put as much avocado as you want.
Why not just...
No, don't question it. Oh. This is a great idea. I think I'm ordering.
I'm interested.
Yeah, see?
Why are you interested in that?
I love an avocado.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you don't need to inject it.
Yeah. No, think about this. This is really... It's giving you a lot of control.
It's a lot of effort, though, isn't
it? What is it? What is it with avocados and drug paraphernalia? Right?
What?
Well...
Okay. Interesting sentence.
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
What else would you use to scoop an avocado? Out.
Forget to finish that sentence.
No, what else would you use? What would you use ordinarily to scoop an avocado out?
Spoon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See? Okay, yeah. And what is a spoon if not the friend of the heroin user?
I mean, yeah.
So you think it turns out avocado is encouraging people to take drugs. Yeah. And now they're making it worse with the syringe.
Yeah.
Are there other foodstuffs that can be syringed, or is it just the avocado?
It just showed me the avocado. And I saw a picture, and I said, this looks great. I would use this. I think I'm going to order it. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring it in, and you're going to use it, and you're going to want one. I guarantee it.
Okay, well, there's a gauntlet thrown down.
If you guys give me £5 to order this, I will order this.
Yes.
How much does it cost?
£5.
If you guys buy me one.
Yeah.
Guys, buy me one. I'll bring it in.
Yeah.
I'll bring some tacos in.
Yeah. Good. Well, good.
Oh, hang on. Now we're in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you guys will use this avocado syringe.
Yeah.
And it will probably change your lives.
I want to know...
Give the lady £5, John.
I want to know... Wait a minute. I want to know what I'm buying. I want to know if this can be used on other foodstuffs. Because you could suck up a raindrop cake.
Well, I mean... If you want me to do that too, go find a raindrop cake.
If you're only just tuned in, that will make no sense. You're gonna have to Google raindrop cake. But you could suck. I mean, other food is soft and fleshy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like an avocado.
Yeah. Do you like
soft, fleshy, sort of doughy mess? Back to producer Dave's side moves again.
Oh, that's mean.
You could you successfully, do you think? I mean, look, but technically that's liposuction, isn't it? That's how they do liposuction? Do you stick a syringe? Like, do you stick a syringe in people and suck the fat out?
I think they actually do. I think
that's how you do it.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
There you go. So you could double it up. It's avocado is quite fattening, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, very fattening.
So if you eat...
Is it?
I think so.
It's full of fat. It's mainly fat.
Yeah.
Avocado.
But it's good fat.
Why do all these healthy people eat avocados?
Because it's good fat. Good fat for you, but it's mainly fat.
So if you suck up, if you eat, what I'm saying is, if you eat too much avocado, you could then liposuck your own avocado guts out.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't thinking of this, but I mean,
this is another hipster pop up waiting to happen, then, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'll start this one, I guess.
Cool. Hey, Emily, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. That was Emily. She was reviewing Hipster Nonsense, and we spoke about raindrop cakes. And Dave, dressed in a silk kimono.
I haven't yet.
Huddled in the safety of a pseudo-silk kimono, wearing bracelets of smoke, naked of understanding. That would work better without music.
Mm.
Huddled in the safety of a pseudo-silk kimono, wearing bracelets of smoke, naked of understanding.
What have I just walked in on?
Victoria, reciting Marillion lyrics to Dave. Dave is going to be in a calendar.
What kind of calendar?
Well, it's a good job you asked. It's, wait for this, bearded men in silk kimonos.
Wow. Will you be wearing pants?
Just that to be your first question. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS, Sir Philip Green, has promised to find a solution to the black hole in the retailer's pension pot. The billionaire tycoon has apologised to the 11,000 staff at the chain. Sir Philip has been accused of selling BHS for a pound last year and taking £400 million in dividends during his 15 years at the top. But he has denied doing anything wrong.
Let me just say this to you. Right? And please, you can write this down. I have never moved one penny from any bank account of our company and I wouldn't even know where to phone to actually get any money out of our bank.
Oscar Pistorius has broken down in tears at his sentencing hearing for murdering his girlfriend. He removed his prosthetic legs and walked around the court in Pretoria in South Africa. Nigel Farage's attempts to highlight EU policies against British fishermen have been ambushed by Remain supporters. The Brexit campaigner was heckled by Bob Geldof as he joined trawlers on the Thames. It comes as dozens of MPs say they'd vote down any emergency budget brought in by George Osborne if the UK votes to leave the EU. The Chancellor has warned leaving would mean a possible 2p rise in income tax. A teenager who died after getting into difficulty in a pool at High Force in Teesdale has been named by police. 16-year-old Curtis Atherton from Hartlepool was swimming with his brothers and friends. And Loose Women had to be taken off air after protesters interrupted the show. Fathers' rights protesters interrupted the presenters talking about weight loss by shouting, "No kids, no cash." It returned after around 20 seconds. The weather mostly cloudy with heavy, thundery showers developing across England and Wales. More persistent rain in northern and eastern Scotland, sunny spells for the southeast of England, highs of 20 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Look, just looking out of the window, Victoria, just right now as you said that, there is a sunny spell.
Oh, so I've been right all along then.
Well, I wouldn't use the word right.
Well, I said sunny spell, there's a sunny spell. That is accurate. That means it was right.
All right. What we're doing next? Oh, I know. We're going out onto those streets that are lit by the sunny spell. Mm. That's what we're doing. To find out what the people think. Also still to come on the programme, there will be the comedian Ed Gamble, who will join us in around an hour's time as a guest. There's the Diversity Paper Review and the big debate at 3 o'clock. And Professor Stephen Hawking along shortly to tell us a joke.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And it's time to find out what the people think. As you know, as a regular listener, and I know you are, we go out onto the streets each day to find out, to test the... I don't know, to take the temperature of the nation, to test the mood of the nation, to find out very much what the people are thinking. There are people out there on the streets, don't you know? You only have to go onto one of those streets to see that with your own eyes. But the question is, what do the people think? So every day our intrepid journalists go out to find out exactly what the people do think. Today, do they think chocolate or bed sheets?
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets. Chocolate.
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 Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Bed sheets.
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 Chocolate.
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 Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
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 Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets. Chocolate.
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 Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
Chocolate.
Bed sheets.
And there you have it. That's what the people think. The people out on the streets. Do they think chocolate or bed sheets? Now, I don't know what they think. What do you think? Do you think chocolate or do you think bed sheets? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word chocolate. Ooh, I did a yawn then, sorry.
You did a yawn in the middle of your talking.
I did.
Interesting. Well, not very interesting. Just unprofessional.
Mildly unprofessional. Start your message with the word chocolate or bed sheets or a yawn if you want.
Yeah, why not? Hey, I've just looked through the glass and behind Ask Broadcast, who is ordinarily through the glass, Professor Stephen Hawking has joined us. He's a regular friend of the show, of course, and he's here to tell us a joke. Now, I don't know whether you've heard this before, but
Professor Stephen Hawking turns up on a weekly basis, or when he remembers, and tells us the setup to a joke here on the programme. And the punchline to that joke, though, is only available on our podcast, which is, of course, you can find it on iTunes and on talkradio.co.uk. It's a kind of audible version, if you like, of the that lolly stick that you used to have as a child. You know, do you remember when you used to go to the, you know, to the ice cream van, didn't you? Used to get an ice cream, and you used to have a lolly, an ice lolly. But sometimes there was a joke written on the lolly stick, and the setup to the joke was on the bit that sticks out the bottom of the lolly. And the punchline to the joke was hidden under the icy treat. And the only way to get to the punchline of the joke was to suck the lolly off. So it's that, but in audible podcast / broadcast form. Do you remember the lolly? Do you remember the lolly?
I wish Michael McIntyre was there, to be honest.
I wish Michael McIntyre was. Michael, do you remember the lollies? Yes, I remember the lollies. Yes, the lollies. I remember the lollies. The lollies.
Remember the lollies and the lollies with the peel. You just have to do like that sort of tone, don't you?
Do you remember the lollies?
Do you remember the lollies?
Do you, my Josh Widdicombe, do you remember the lollies?
Oh, do I remember the... What? What? Do I remember the...
If you didn't Josh Widdicombe, you just got to do a squawk.
Well, we will. Oh. Well.
Josh Widdicombe.
Oh. I remember the lollies. Do I? I do. I really, very... I do. What?
Good observation, Josh. So anyway, it's an audible version of that. Punchline to this following joke is only available on our podcast. If you like the punchline, you download the podcast. It's that simple. You can find it at talkradio.co.uk or on iTunes. Let's have Professor Stephen Hawking telling us a joke. Here comes the overly long intro music.
What do you call a black pilot?
Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. There he is, telling us a joke. That was the setup. What do you call a black pilot? If you'd like the punchline to that joke, it is available only on the podcast, talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. Search for the Talk Radio John Holmes in the Afternoon programme. Diversity paper review on the way.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only £18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about all the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. We offer you deals plus a lot more, like a representative APR of just 7.6%. Affordable car finance with Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
You
emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 2 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's southbound A1M remains closed near Hook Moor between 44 and 43 following a serious accident. Queues back to Wetherby. The M6 South in Cheshire struggling towards 90 at Knutsford where a concrete mixer is broken down. M6 North as you head away from Birmingham still slow 6 to 7 after earlier problems. There's an obstruction on Berkshire's westbound M4 which means it's partially blocked junctions 8, 9 to 10 and no change for Conway's A5 through Pentre-Voylas. That remains closed both ways for accident investigation in the B4006. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio, just ahead of the diversity paper review. We are taking your spotted.
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 Spotted. If you've seen a celebrity out and about, then we want to know who you've spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted.
Spotted.
And what they've been spotted. Doing. Let us know. A lot coming in here. Hi, John. I once saw... what's this one here? Billy Piper in a Starbucks ordering a regular latte, then changing her order to a large latte, then back to a regular latte, and then back again. The whole process took roughly 7 hours, John, behind Billy Piper in a Starbucks. Have you spotted a celebrity doing the thing?
Spotted.
What's coming in today? What have you got coming in?
Gareth on Twitter has tweeted us to say, I once saw Rossi Jarman from the band The Cribs. Yeah. Looking at the special offer on potatoes in Wakefield Sainsbury's.
A very similar one, actually. Spotted, John.
Spotted.
Spotted. This is from Col. One-hit wonder bad day singer Daniel Powter.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Outside Aldi. Explaining how while the price of the groceries inside the supermarket are much lower than the normal brands, the difference in quality isn't that bad and it's definitely worth considering giving the shop a try. Daniel Powter.
Had a bad day.
The voice you can hear, the third voice you can hear, is that of Xena, who is here for the Diversity Paper Review. That we are the most diverse programme, rightfully so, on the radio and indeed on anything, frankly, because each day we have a paper review. Yes, so far, so the radio, but our paper review uniquely hasn't had anyone walk off it, unlike Julia Hartley Brewer's one on Sky, and B, each day we are paper reviewed by a different diversity. Today, yesterday was, who was yesterday? We had a Jew. On Monday, it was Mark, who is brown, and today, here is Xena. Xena, what is your diversity?
I'm brown too.
Yay!
Chocolate.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good. How are you?
Well, very good. Now, regular listeners will know, I've heard your name recently, bandied around on this programme, not necessarily anything to do with the paper review.
Oh, yeah, took the papers out today, so you know we've got no interest in that.
To be fair.
Just
forget it.
Okay, fine.
Last Friday, we learned that paid intern Cornelius, who I have to say isn't here today.
No.
Went on a date to the London's first naked restaurant. Now, when he announced this in the office,
That was all very well. But then he announced that it was you he was going with, Zena.
Yes, this is correct.
To the naked, nudie, full frontal restaurant.
Yes, the Bunyadi.
Yeah, in London's fashionable London.
In London's fashionable London.
And so, well, where do we start? Now, so we've got Cornelius' side of the tale.
Oh, no.
Right, and...
what did he say?
Well, let's just see how it tallies up with yours, which I think is something that happened over the soup. talk us through. I mean, Cornelius, we know what happened with Cornelius when he went. Oh, what was your experience of the naked restaurant to Zena?
Okay, so we got in there, had a few drinks, and then were ushered inside into this kind of room, dark room with candles. It's quite romantic, actually.
I guess that's the point.
Mm. Yeah. But the waiters were naked.
Completely.
Well, they had a little loincloth covering the little bits. But apart from that, you could see the ladies' lady parts.
Yeah, well, Cornelius said that at one point, because you were squashed into sort of booths almost.
Yes.
That's booths.
Yeah, booths.
And at one point, a waitress was, because the level he was sitting at, a waitress's lady bump was almost in his ear, he said at one point. Is that really? Is that fair?
I can confirm.
Yeah.
This is correct.
Wow. So, all right. Well, I think what funny. We're all wanting to know is, Cornelius said he went the full nude.
Yeah.
Did you go the full nude?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, it was fine.
Was it? Wasn't it a bit weird, though, going with a colleague to an... Because you met up... I mean, you know each other from the office, right? But you met up first. And were you just thinking, I'm about to see Cornelius in the nude the whole time?
Well, I thought that I wasn't going to go naked. And then once I got there, it was actually a really calming environment. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take it off.
Was everybody naked? Did
Not everyone. So you were separated by these.
Yes.
I don't know what the
partition things.
Yeah, partition type things. So you only really saw the silhouettes of other people.
Right.
Some people were naked and walking to the bathroom back and forth. I'll tell you a story about that in a bit. And
I think it's the phrase "back and forth."
Yeah, we had our robes on in the beginning, but then we took them off because it's quite dark in there. You can't really see anything.
Right. Did you see little Cornelius?
Yes. I did.
During which course?
Oh,
don't say dessert.
No, it was main course.
Spotted dick.
No, it was the main course.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's what he calls it.
It started.
Yeah. Toad in the hole. I don't know. Had he groomed?
It was too dark to see fully those parts. I just don't know. Yeah, okay, fine, I saw it all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you...
I don't... Okay, so he got up to put on his robe to go to the bathroom, and then I obviously was taken back because I forgot that he was naked, and then I just screamed, I was like, oh my God, there's your Willy!
Well, did he
quickly put the robe on, and I was just like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Was it one of those classic cases then you had to go, did he go, right, you've seen mine?
No, I was naked anyway, so it was fine.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he saw some lady parts. It was okay. Yeah,
they're,
I don't really
know. The first lady parts he's ever seen.
Yeah, I think they were.
did he look confused?
I think he was a little bit embarrassed, but, you know, everyone else there is naked, so
it's
fine.
Kind of fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
sometimes
chills.
You have, you know those dreams you have, is it just me, where you imagine colleagues naked?
Hang on.
What?
Is that, no?
No.
Have you ever done that?
Just looking through the glass and all of us, as your collective colleagues, are horrified by this.
Yeah. Right, okay. But isn't it meant to make you feel more relaxed when you're really nervous? You're meant to imagine people naked. I just don't think that works, though.
No. I mean, you know, I'm looking at Dave now, right? And I'll be honest. I mean, he is wearing a side move exposing vest today, but... You know, that's as much as him as I ever want to see, if I'm honest.
I don't want to know about your dreams, no.
No, never mind. You haunt them. But it's interesting. I mean, but overall, as an experience, would you recommend it, Zena? That's a main issue, isn't it? Not Cornelius's Willy. I mean,
I mean, if anyone wants to go there, they are more than welcome to go there. But
yeah, would you go back with a selection of colleagues in order to rate them in terms of?
Yeah, that'd be funny. No, I wouldn't go there. I'd be mortified. I think I was mortified already with having been surprised by Con's
gentleman's area. I would. I mean, I would say hats off, but that's the point of the exercise, isn't it? Is everything off? But no, admirable.
Yeah.
Was there any sense of romance between you and Cornelius? Didn't lead to any.
No.
I feel I'm prying now.
Yeah.
No. Continue. That was.
Okay.
That was it, really.
Great.
You look sad about that.
What was the funny story you were going to tell?
That was the funny story.
I thought, anyway, there was something else that was more horrific than that. Right, diversity paper review. What have we got?
Oh, yeah. Paper review.
Remember.
Forgot about that.
Remember the papers.
Yeah, we're talking about parenting today. Well, I'm talking about parenting today. So, Professor John Ashton.
Yes.
Ashton, the president of the Faculty of Public Health, has basically said that parents... has basically said that the government need to give parents lessons on how to be parents.
Yeah, this story crops up quite regularly, doesn't it, actually? This is one of those things that goes round and round. Yeah, and so this is the idea is that you can't... There's a state idea of what a parent should be. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, there's a state idea of what the parent should be, and he basically said that 1 in 10... children are facing mental health problems,
right.
And a lot of that is based on the fact that they're not really having a good relationship with their parents.
Yes.
And we need to... Well, I'm not a parent, so it's got nothing to do with me. But, John, you're a parent.
I am
John.
A parent, that's correct.
So you need to have a better relationship with your children in order to then stop them from having
mental
health problems.
Well, you know, I kind of took that as read. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I thought, yeah, I'll try not to make them have mental problems. That's, you know, kind of page one of the parenting manual, as far as I could tell.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether I resent a government sort of saying that I should
do this or do that.
Do this or do that about the whole thing. I think I find that a bit disconcerting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think with a lot of children that they're getting parented by their teachers and not necessarily by their parents. So they're saying, what he's saying is that lots of parents are neglecting their children, so they're getting information from the teachers, essentially.
Yeah, well, that's possibly true. Yeah.
And teachers are overworked anyway, so then having the stress of parenting more children is just even worse.
Yeah, so what we're suggesting is that the parents have to go to school and have the lessons.
Yes.
That's what we're suggesting.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
No?
No.
Dave, do you have any kids?
Nope.
Not that he knows about.
Nope.
Okay.
Great. Good. What next?
Okay, so the Daily Mirror have reported that Sir John Collins has said that he wished he had not backed Sir Philip Green, for knighthood. And this obviously comes after Philip Green had sold off BHS for £1.
Yes. Well, as we speak, I think he's currently in front of a select committee, is he not?
Mm. Yeah.
Parliamentary select committee, where he's... Victoria had this in the news earlier. He appears to be saying slightly random things.
Yeah.
He asked what colour the sky was at one point during this.
He's just trying to deflect from the... from the actual questioning at hand, isn't it?
Well, there's that whole thing of going, why did you take all the money out of the pension and move to Monaco with it?
Mm.
And he went, well, because I had a heart scare, which is a revelation, because because who knew he had a heart?
Oh, there we go.
Hey?
I was waiting for that one.
Hey?
Yeah.
And I saw a man on Twitter earlier had said that when they named his yacht, which I think is called Lion Heart.
Lion Heart.
Said that Philip Green's yacht should actually be called P. Green Boat. But you're absolutely right. He's in. He's currently in front of the select committee. He's saying quite odd things. Have you ever shopped at British Home Stores when it was a thing, Zena?
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
What did you buy?
Duvets.
Yes.
Sure. Solid.
They've got quite good duvets there.
Not anymore.
I mean, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, where am I going to go now for my duvets?
Debenhams.
Oh, what about M&S?
Or M&S, yeah.
I don't know, John Lewis.
Oh, yeah. John Lewis is a good one. That's one of their main rivals.
I'm surprised you don't weave your own, Dave, out of your beard hair.
Oh, I would have a beard for the calendar, John.
A hipster sort of trick. Dave's going to be in a hip... Speaking of nude men, Dave's going to do a calendar.
Mm. Oh, for charity?
No, for money.
Oh, for money, okay.
I mean, how low do you have to be?
Okay.
It's just a gig, mate, isn't it? It's just a gig.
It's called Bearded Men in Bearded Silk Men. Kimonos.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, Ina.
Will I get a free calendar?
I don't know. I don't.
You have seen enough of this, of this team's willies, Ina.
No more willies.
Calm yourself.
No, I'm okay.
I'm not going to get my willy out in the calendar. I'm just going to wear a kimono.
Yeah, but it might fall open like Cornelius's did.
Yeah, that's true.
And you might leave a female mortified.
Huddled in the safety of a pseudo-silk kimono, wearing bracelets of smoke, naked of understanding.
It's just sure.
It's Marillion's misplaced childhood album.
I know.
And that's a song called Pseudo-Silk Kimono, which opens the album. And then it goes into
Featuring Dave.
And it goes into the well-known hit, Kaylee.
How does that
Kaylee! Is it too late to say I'm sorry?
Oh, Kaylee as in the name.
Is it like Kaylee? Dance. Is it do-do-do?
No, the name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. fine. Talk Radio is what you're listening to. Zena, thank you for your, tiny paper review, but more a review of Cornelius' penis. So that's fine.
I'm glad you didn't ask me to describe it, because that would have been...
We've got 35 seconds, John, if you'd like to ask Zena to describe.
You have 35 seconds to describe the broadcast level of explanation, obviously. Bear in mind, you're on the radio. Cornelius' penis, go.
Pink.
That'll do. Oh my god.
Okay.
Fine. So the big debate at 3 o'clock following that. We'll be joined by the comedian Ed Gamble, as well as podcast through the glass has just done a bit of sick in her own mouth. Look. All of that to come between now and 4 o'clock on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the delayed 746 Sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy tomorrow morning.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know No Screwfix.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
On the radio in the afternoon. It's 3 o'clock Wednesday. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Sir Philip Green vows to sort out the pension mess at BHS. Tory MPs fight back over Osborne's Brexit budget. And hot drinks could cause cancer.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS, Sir Philip Green, has revealed a plan to resolve the pensions deficit is in the pipeline. He's been giving evidence to MPs about the collapse of the firm. Alex Dibble has been to the hearing for Talk Radio.
The BHS pension scheme has 20,000 members and they'll have renewed hope this afternoon that some sort of solution can be found. When Sir Philip Green bought BHS in 2000, the pension scheme was in surplus. When he sold it last year, it was in deficit by £571 million. Among other pieces of remarkable evidence, he said the man who bought BHS from him lived in business fantasy land.
Oscar Pistorius has cried at his sentencing hearing for the murder of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. The Paralympic athlete walked around the court without his prosthetic legs. South African legal expert Llewellyn Ker-Lewis says it was a conscientious decision by his legal team.
From the outset, Barry Root tried to persuade the court that his client is a vulnerable person because, inter alia, of his prosthetic legs, that he himself had been humiliated throughout this trial.
The Chancellor has been defending his warning that an exit from the EU would require cuts to spending and higher taxes. George Osborne has dismissed a joint statement from 57 Tory MPs who insist they will vote against such emergency action. But today, Mr. Osborne is standing by his claim that leaving the European Union would harm the economy.
That means less money for public services, and you have to either put up taxes or you have to cut spending or you have to do both. The one thing worse than not passing a budget like that is dealing with the economic tailspin of a complete loss of confidence in the ability of the country to manage its money.
It comes as UKIP leader Nigel Farage has been involved in a bizarre clash with Bob Geldof on the River Thames. The politician's been part of a flotilla of around 30 vessels demonstrating for the UK to leave the EU. Bob Geldof pulled alongside and called him a fraud. In response, Mr. Farage has described the campaigners' protest as disgusting. A video posted online has shown fresh clashes between England and Russian fans at Euro 2016. Two Russians were pictured being put in the back of a police van and at least one English supporter appeared to be arrested. There doesn't seem to have been any problems at the stadium in Lille, though, where Russia are playing Slovakia this afternoon. And there's no conclusive evidence linking coffee to cancer, although experts are warning there's an increased risk with all very hot drinks. The World Health Organization says evidence suggests anything above 65 degrees Celsius, including water, tea and coffee, probably does cause cancer of the esophagus.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather.
Mostly cloudy with heavy thundery showers developing across England and Wales. More persistent rain in northern and eastern Scotland. Sunny spells for the southeast of England. Highs of 20 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And now Ben has got the sport here on Talk Radio, live from the psychedelic boat ride from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Tell a little bit,
Ben
turn
Fletcher,
us around.
Good afternoon. In today's games at Euro 2016, Slovakia lead Russia by 2-0 at half time in Group B. Later this afternoon in Group A, Romania take on Switzerland, hosts France, face Albania. England fullback Ryan Bertrand says they'll approach tomorrow's game with Wales like any other after drawing with Russia in their opener. They could do with 3 points in London, especially given what's going on in the other Group B game. Bertrand says there's more to this match than just stopping Gareth Bale.
No doubt Gareth's a world-class player, but it'd be naive to just focus on one player in their team. You know, they have quality throughout the team.
England have no injury concerns ahead of the match, with all 23 players taking part in training this morning at their base in Shanty. Finally, the newly promoted Barclays Premier League sides know the shape of next season with the release of the 2016-17 fixtures this morning. Sky Bet Championship winners Burnley will host Swansea, Middlesbrough will be at home to Stoke, and Hull will host champions Leicester City. The campaign gets underway on Saturday, the 13th of August. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Make him stop, Danny!
Bunker, does he go far enough? Quite right, sir. Stop the ball!
And that was Ben with the sport live from the psychedelic boat ride on the River Thames. Not the River Thames. Although I think that is what's going on right now between Farage and Geldof. Pretty much exactly that. Live from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life, this is your life. And it's bending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, yeah, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Still to come on the programme, your chance to win a submarine trip up the Thames. You will get to travel up the river and intercept your choice of either Nigel Farage or Bob Geldof on their flotillas, depending on whether or not you want to leave Europe or stay in it for balance. Both are available. You can be at the helm of a Talk Radio branded Royal Navy Astute Class 2 submarine. It's loaded with Tomahawk Black 4 torpedoes. All you have to do is get in touch. 87222.
Starting with the word talk.
All this is thanks to our friends at Submarines. You'll captain the vessel, and once Farage and or Geldof are in sight in their ludicrous pro-leave, pro-remain for balance flotilla, you will enter the launch codes. That will see the first ever nuclear weapon launch in British waters. Geldof and Farage will be destroyed, along with Joey Essex, who is also apparently on one of the boats for some inexplicable reason, given that he doesn't even know where or what Britain even is. Yeah, your chance to take to the Thames in a Talk Radio branded Class 2 submarine and destroy the ludicrous leave and remain for balance flotilla. Thanks to our friends at Submarines on Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, it's time for the big debate. Like this. So the big debate this afternoon on Talk Radio at 3 o'clock. It's home to the big debate. The big debate about a big news story today. Well, everyone's talking about this, of course. A new global warming milestone has been reached as the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere averages more than 400 parts per million. Over the course of a year, and that's happened for the first time. This is published in the journal Nature. But this year, they say the El Nino weather system, this concentration, is on course to reach new heights of 404 parts per million. This is the lead author, Professor Richard Betsies of the Met Office. Of course, and he said that these new heights are down to the warm and dry tropical ecosystems that reduce the uptake of carbon in the atmosphere. And on the telephone listening to that is Robert this afternoon. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. You're listening to that argument, of course, about these new heights. I mean, heights, you're against heights, I know that. That's why you phoned in. Heights, what are you afraid of?
Well, it's just disgusting me, really. We're still having heights in this day and age.
Yeah.
Why would we need it? Because you can reach anywhere. You don't need to go up high or down low. You just need to go from side to side with a small incline or decline.
Yes. Well, okay. It's certainly one of the arguments that I know is being put forward. But I want to bring in, is listening to that, he's on the other line. Llewellyn's on the phone. Good afternoon, Llewellyn.
Yeah, hi there, John. Hi there, John.
Very well, yeah, fine. So, listen, Robert there, he's just saying we don't need heights. It's 2016. What on earth are we thinking? Aren't we looking backwards here?
He's the one who's looking backwards when he says that, because actually height is crucial for so many of our favourite national pastimes, things like air travel,
yep,
things like bungee jumping, effective Google mapping. Height is necessary for all of these things. And even something simple like clouds. You know, imagine a world with no height. The clouds would be at the same height as us. We'd be walking through the clouds.
Yeah, and that's...
I wonder, does Robert want to walk through clouds?
You're right, and that's fog, isn't it?
Yes, that is fog.
That
it's
is
not
fog.
Even clouds anymore.
So, Robert, really, by saying no heights, what you're doing is you're just saying, are you not, that you just want the land to be shrouded in a mist?
Yes.
Right. Well, it's. I mean, it's not a valid argument. I mean, it's one argument. Well, look. Okay. Let's take this into the. Hang on. Let's bring this into the realms of this morning's news as well, because George Osborne has threatened, as you both know, in the event of Brexit, and Remain is also available for balance. But George Osborne has threatened to increase heights in the event that Britain leaves the European Union. What do you make of that, Robert?
Well, I think that he should be kicked out, and indeed out. Why would we have heights today? Let me give you some examples, John. Some hateful examples.
Yes.
One word, Beverly.
Another
on
word?
Those hills.
Another word?
Summer High.
Llewellyn, do you want to come in on that? Because, he's barking up something, isn't he?
Well, I'll tell you what he's barking up. He's barking up the wrong height tree. And, you know, frankly, so many different heights are, in fact, good things. Fahrenheit, for example, was, you know, one of Europe's greatest scientists and a bloody nice man as well, and invented a fantastic system of measuring temperature on the basis of zero being the temperature of a solution of brine made of equal parts salt and ice. And I think that's brilliant. And I don't understand why Robert's come in here to try and bust up Fahrenheit.
Great system. You know, you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, Robert, that's a very good point, isn't it? What are you doing? Trying to break up the... What was it, Llewellyn? The parts of the brine, what was it?
The system of temperature by which zero is temperature of solution of brine made of equal parts salt and ice.
Robert, there you go. Surely that's cut and dried.
Well, I've got no idea why he's saying words like brine and bust up. I don't be going by these foreign methods of measuring. I'm all about the Celsius.
Yes.
And not about the Farron tool.
Yeah, right. There are two systems. I mean, and for balance, they're always. I mean, right now, what's happening on the Thames right now? There are heights being floated along the Thames. Speaking of, you've got Nigel Farage is on one of them. He wants us to, like you, Robert, he wants us to stop having heights. You've got Sir Bob Geldof on the other one. He's very much in favour of heights, of course. Like his horse, his moral horse that he's got. It's a contentious issue, and I can see why you're both, you know, as passionate about this argument as you are. But I mean, you can't, can you, Robert? You can't go around just rounding up high things and throwing them into the back of a van, can you?
Well, I could do what I like, especially if that Bob Geldof can say he doesn't like Mondays. Then I can say I don't like climbing to get to things. I mean, you're at a supermarket and you're trying to reach up high. You need to use a step ladder, especially in this day and age, because, of course, my real ladder it won't stick around and visit me or indeed send any money in the post.
Yes, and also, but why? I mean, you said you can't reach up high, but why not just choose a pie from the bottom shelf?
Well, that's the question that I think that we need to decide next Thursday.
Right. Okay. Well, we know how you'll be voting in the height debate. Llewellyn, let me ask you this. You can't. What would you do in terms of in Sweden? There are trials in Sweden, right? They've locked up all the high things, haven't they? In Sweden, as we know, this has been in the news. But the problem is that the prison they've built to lock up all the high things is itself now, by very definition, is high, and that's been controversial, hasn't it, Llewellyn?
Well, it was a poorly thought through pilot in the first place. Yeah. Any pilot scheme is going to be high because that's the nature of pilots, and that one was especially high, as you say, because it was full of high things. But you know, that doesn't mean we can give up on this pro-height crusade. We clearly need heights. Wuthering Heights, one of the great novels of the last 200 years, and of course a song by Kate Bush.
Yes.
The first number one hit ever to be written by a woman. So is Robert anti-women?
Are you anti-women, Robert?
Yes.
Right.
I thought so. I thought he was.
Robert? I mean, let me just throw this to you. You're saying heights, right, but what if we just inverted them? And then there were depths. Would you still have a problem? Because technically that is a height, but underground, isn't it? Would you still have an issue with that, or not?
I would have an issue, because when people say they've got a fear of indeed that word. They don't say they have a fear of looking up to it, do they? They say they have a fear of being on top of something and indeed looking down. I mean, I'd go further. You say I'm not happy. I mean, I'd be any of the seven small creatures. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be for even going up a small hill.
Yep.
Going down a small hill,
yeah.
And I change the greeting when you see a chum or a friend.
What would you change it to?
I would say low.
Low.
So you'd see somebody and you'd say, oh, hi, low there.
Well, hello. Low is the end of hello, isn't it? So you're already using that.
Hello?
Hello? You're not changing it, are you? Because it's already, low is already the end of hello. So it's already low.
Hello. I mean, if
you
could.
Hello?
Hello? I can't believe what I'm hearing from Robert. This is,
low
and behold, more foggy thinking.
High and behold.
From the anti-heights lobby. And, you know, frankly, there's no basis for a greeting of low. People don't understand what he's saying. Everyone says low. It's preposterous.
Well,
what he's suggesting is fundamentally flawed.
Well, should we not then be saying high and behold?
Yes, we should be saying high and behold, or high and beheld, or beheld, anything at all, apart from this ridiculous low idea that's come about, and I don't know where from. Cattle are lowing. The cattle are lowing.
Low?
That's what cattle say, low. We're not cattle. What does Robert want us all to be? Bestial animals? Bovine?
Robert, that's... do you answer the question, Robert. Do you want it all to be bestial animals? Bovine?
Low?
Robert?
John, sorry, this thing went...
Answer, Robert, just answer the question. It's a simple question that Llewellyn's asking. Do you want us all to be bestial... Do you want us all to be bestial animals, bovine?
Paul Ross?
It's a simple yes or no. I don't... Look, you know, if I wanted to hear a man not answering a question, I'd listen to Philip Green in front of the Parliamentary Select Committee. Now, come on, answer the question. Do you, Robert, want us all to be bestial... animals? Bovine?
Can I just say this fairly...
Yes or no?
So typical.
Low.
Oh, I've had enough of this. I'm cutting this interview short. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's a simple... Why can't a man answer a simple question?
Mm.
Robert, you come on here with your argument, don't you? And you won't... You, that's the problem. When faced with the facts, you just simply won't answer whether or not you want us all...
For me, it's basic manners. It's basic...
Beastly animals, bovine. Robert, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Low?
Llewellyn, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Moo.
And... there, we must leave the debate. If you've got an opinion on whether or not... We need heights. Then get in touch 8722. That's already on Twitter.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 2 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Sun, rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems in Victoria and Cornwall, the eastbound A30 block near Innes Downs. That's because of an accident. The M4 in Berkshire is struggling west towards an accident between junctions 8, 9 and 10. Queues back to 7 at Slough West. The M42 south towards the M5 slow. There's an accident taking out a lane near Redditch between junctions 2 and 1. Long delays for Cheshire's northbound M6. This is because of an accident near 16 for Stoke. Queues back to Keel. And new problems to the north of Yorkshire. The A64 Seema Road in Scarborough is currently blocked north by an accident near the A171. I'm Joanna Adams.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio on the radio, and there's talking. That's how it got its name. I'm John Holmes, and the reactions are coming in following the big debate this afternoon as to whether or not we need heights. Robert and Llewellyn there very much battling it out for and against the notion of heights. Do we still need height in 2016? And if you lie, a height on its side, does then that negate the problem because it's now a length, isn't it? But then, do you want to ban lengths and widths? I mean, where does it stop? That's one of the main questions coming in. George Osborne, of course, has said that he will increase heights in the event of Brexit. Staying is also available. For balance, 5% on the heights of all things, says George Osborne. It's on the front of the papers this morning. If we leave the European Union, we talked about trials in Sweden where they've locked up all the high things in one area of Sweden. But the problem is that the prison they built to put the high things in, by its very nature, has to be quite high, and that's turned out to be very controversial. Dave, what are some of the reactions we've got coming in for this?
Quite a lot of reactions, actually, John. Yeah. Tom Y says, don't leave me high, don't leave me dry, quite simply. Like 7 or 8 different people have said, bestial animals, bovine, ?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Kate's texted in to say, Heathcliff, it's me, Kathy, come home, I'm so cold, let me in at your window. Heathcliff, it's me, Kathy, come home, I'm so cold, let me in at your window.
Thanks very much for that. If you've got a reaction, then do let us know. 8722.
Sorry, message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sorry, message anywhere you like.
Tough on height, tough on the causes of height, John has come in there. What about getting high on cocaine? John, I suppose you want to see that made illegal now, do you? Has also come in, and also Clement Freud was a height, John, and look how that ended. So do react to us, as I say, if you do have a reaction. Now, the news is quite complicated. I don't know whether you're aware of that. The news itself. I mean, overall, I'm talking about the news. It's complicated.
Just can't get my head around it, John.
Well, you know what? We can simplify that for you and help you understand. Because here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, we take the complex news issue and we distill it down to its component part. And when you do that to the news, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. The news explained in 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Judges to decide if the wheelchairs on the bus should go round and round.
The news in haiku. There's a story about wheelchairs being allowed on buses. The news in haikus. Are you listening to Talk Radio? Still to come on the programme before 4 o'clock. The comedian Ed Gamble will join us, doubtless, to plug a thing he's doing.
He's there.
He's right.
See him.
Out there.
He's in the corner.
He's in the corner.
Standing there, isn't he?
Yeah. He'll be there. Shut up. He'll be there. He'll be in here, standing in the corner, very shortly. Why are you waving a bit of paper at me? What's that?
There's an email come through.
Oh, God. What is it this time?
It's from Jimmy Buckland.
Great.
Do you know who that is? He's the director of strategy here.
We've got a director. Talk Radio's got a director of strategy.
It doesn't come across, does it?
Not really.
No, Jimmy.
What's his strategy for Talk Radio? Just sort of whazz into the wind and see what happens. Which seems to be the main way of working around here.
Can't afford any wind around here.
Okay,
just whazzing.
Yeah.
Two.
Radio X got a television advert with a barber shop.
Yeah, we could recreate that. Why don't we do it for my bearded calendar?
Oh, yeah. If you just tuned in, what you've missed is the news that producer Dave has been asked to have his picture taken for a calendar called Bearded Men in Silk Kimonos. I'm not going to dwell on it again. What's your email?
Okay, so, to everyone. That's the group that's been sent to. So yeah. I believe that's an all staffer.
Yeah, okay.
Well, subject.
Well, I didn't get this.
Oh, right. Do you check your emails?
No.
You've got an email address here, you know that? Have you ever logged in?
What, nearly 4 months in?
Yeah.
Never, not once have I checked my emails here.
This is why you don't get this sort of stuff, isn't it, then? Subject. Updated guidance on offensive terms. I think this is probably specifically for you, to be honest, which is why I thought we'd just bring it to your attention.
Go on, then.
If you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Hi, all, says Jimmy. I have uploaded a new piece of guidance to the compliance section of the intranet, which details certain more obscure terms which can cause offence if used on air.
Why has he done this? Has he not got anything better to do?
You can find this document by visiting the compliance section of the intranet or by following this link from an office PC, http://172.16.2.10/compliance.
Catchy.
Please note by the nature of the contents, the document contains language which you may find offensive.
So he's basically written a load of sweary words at us.
Yeah, and like they're on the next two pages of the email as well. So I just wanted to double check that you had seen this.
So the director of strategy,
yes,
has listed. Oh yes, so he has potentially offensive words. This is a non-exhaustive list of words whose capacity to offend might not always be immediately apparent. So is this come? He says that their capacity to offend might not be immediately apparent, and then he writes that.
I mean, that's very obviously offensive, isn't it?
I mean, that would offend, wouldn't it? If I said that,
it's basically arrestable, isn't it?
You can't write that in an email, can he? You can't say that anymore.
It was a different time.
You can't, it was a different time. It was a very different time. I'm just looking down the list now.
They're in sections, aren't they?
Well, yes, so it seems, yes.
So, I mean, I'm...
What's wrong with daubers? What's a dauber? I've never even heard that word. It's got a list of words, a lot of which I know. Some of them are animals. Frog? What? Is he just... Oh, I see. Oh, right. Oh, that's under xenophobia. Right, I get it. That's fine. I still don't know what a dobber is. He says dobbers. What's a dobber? I can't say dobber. Wasn't that a house elf? Give me the list back.
I don't know.
Give me the list back.
I don't like you having this list. It makes me very
nervous. Well, technically, has he sent it to us? Does it just give me permission to sort of read them out or not?
I don't think that's his intention.
Bead rattler? What does that mean? It's not swearing, is it? This is very confusing.
Give me the list back, John.
I mean, I understand that one. Yes, I mean, obviously. You can't say that.
No.
And you definitely can't... Right, no, not that. No, you can't say that. No. Or that. Or that. But you, surely you can say yank.
What, as in just to pull something?
Well, yeah, presumably. As in, I yanked the door quite hard. I don't know what... I yanked the American through the door, you could say. I don't know.
So anyway, all I was going to say is, if you could just...
don't say any of those words.
Read this list after the show. That'd help me out. But it seems like you've done it now, so that's fine.
What's a dobber? Honestly, don't know. Right, okay. It's Ed Gamble joins us very shortly on the radio. Ahead of that, though, Victoria's here. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The former owner of BHS says he had no idea there was a huge black hole in the company's pension fund until it was too late. Sir Philip Green has been giving evidence to MPs about the collapse of the department store, which has put 11,000 jobs at risk. The billionaire appeared to get angry when they pushed him on financial decisions.
You can't run businesses of this size doing everything yourself. You have other people doing their job. Now, I can't tell you every single conversation I have with everybody. I'm just happy to look you in the eye and say to you, I was not actively involved in pension conversations.
Oscar Pistorius has broken down in tears at his sentencing hearing for murdering his girlfriend. His defence team got him to take off his prosthetic legs and walk around the court in Pretoria in South Africa. Dozens of MPs say they'd vote down any emergency budget brought in by George Osborne if the UK votes to leave the EU. The Chancellor's warned leaving would mean funding cuts for public services and a possible 2p rise in income tax. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage has been involved in a bizarre clash with Bob Geldof on the River Thames. The UKIP leader was part of a flotilla going past Parliament in protest over European Union fishing policies when the rock star pulled up alongside in a boat, calling him a fraud. And the Russian Foreign Ministry has summoned the French ambassador over the detention of Russia fans at Euro 2016. A bus containing 43 supporters was stopped near Nice. The weather showers gradually easing through the evening, although rain will continue across Scotland and Northern Ireland overnight. Lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine with heavy thundery showers developing across England and Wales during the day. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, it's Talk Radio. I am what that bit of production just said I am. It's just after 3 o'clock. I promised you guest action. I bring you guest action. For we are joined by the comedian Ed Gamble. Hello, Ed Gamble.
Hello.
How the hell are you?
Very well, thank you. Good. I'm not sure I can promise action.
Well, it depends on your definition of action.
Yeah.
It's another word we're going to have to look up. Like, the words we had to look up a moment ago. Well, here you are, of course. Now, those who... I always wonder with these things. Do we start by recapping a career? Do we do that? Is that a thing?
You can do that if you'd like. I'm not going to do that. That would seem arrogant.
Just do it like this.
You should. Oh, we should start making people do it. Just listing their CVs.
Comedians are arrogant, David. They just try to appear not. You may know him from such things as the Peacock and Gamble podcast, of course.
You may.
Russell Howard's Good News.
You may.
Dave's One Night Stand.
Yeah.
Just reading your list here.
Yeah.
Mock the Week, obviously.
Yeah. That's a blank bit of paper. Are you a big fan of
mine? Yeah, huge. Mock the Week. When did you last do Mock the Week?
I was on it this week.
Were you?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it for a long time. Tell you the reason I don't watch it. I used to write it.
So right, okay.
I used to write it. So I don't tend
That's
to,
fair enough.
You know, it's kind of a bit busman's holiday.
I don't watch it when I'm on.
No. Do you watch yourself when you're on television? Do you watch?
No, I can't bear myself.
Absolutely can't stand it.
Yeah, I mean, people listening now will realise my voice is interminable. So I wouldn't want to watch myself.
Yeah.
No way.
But don't, because a lot of people, you ask people that and they always say, no, I wouldn't, but they do secretly. And I honestly can't
bear it. Especially something like Mock the Week where you don't have control of the edit.
Yeah.
And then you watch it and you go, oh, I'm sure I said something funnier than that that they should have put in. So yeah. It's just, there's no point. No one wins out of that situation.
No, you can't really email the producer and go, why didn't you leave that? And they've just not got time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you find, I mean, because Mock the Week notoriously, when it is recorded, it's a long old recording, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours. It's over 3 hours.
Right,
yeah.
Which is a long time to get 28 minutes of programme.
Yeah, it really is.
Is it because a lot of it's rubbish?
No, actually. Okay. I wouldn't say that. I think they just definitely want to get the best 28 minutes they can. Mm. And that involves slogging away for 3 hours.
And is it as, I know the answer to this question because I used to write it, but others may not. But is it as bare pity as it appears? Or is that sort of total? Because it used to have that reputation where it was a kind of quite aggressive, wasn't it?
So it used to have that reputation. Yeah. It is now not like that at all. I honestly love doing it. Like, it's always really nice people. A lot of my friends are on it a lot of the time as well. And even, you know, people who are on it, who used to be on it, you know, right back in the day, would say.
Yeah.
It's a lot more gentle now.
Yeah.
There's a lot more chat and people. That bit at the end, the scenes we'd like to see, where you watch that in the past and there's people queuing at the microphone and people like running to the microphone.
Yeah.
Now it goes awkwardly British where people are offering people. It's like, oh, please, you first, please. Oh, no, gosh, no, I couldn't possibly. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's really nice now. It's gentle.
Yeah, well I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Because it used to be just basically a fight.
Yeah, no, I'd absolutely
Frankie
collapse.
Boyle would just punch people in the face to try and get to that microphone a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah. But he'd often have the best thing to say as well, so...
That's probably why.
Yeah.
So what are we plugging? Let's be upfront about this.
We're being
brutally
honest
about this.
There's
a reason you're here.
Well, apart from the fact it's just, you know, to come and spend time in the company of you guys.
Yeah. But, hang out. Last time I saw you, I think, was when we bumped into each other on a train back from... I think you were coming back from Swindon?
Swindon. I was coming back from
Cardiff.
Swindon. Yeah.
So glamorous, you two.
We met on the platform at Swindon Station.
Oh, well, that's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's the most beautiful part of Swindon.
It really is.
Train station platform.
Platform one.
Good. And not that we care, but, you know, why were you in Cardiff?
I was doing the leak. The Tom Price radio show that you executively produced.
I do.
Remember that?
Great, yeah.
And your name's on?
It's a very small industry. I actually
genuinely just remembered where we met. It was at the urinals, wasn't it?
It was at the urinals in Swindon train station.
Yeah.
Did you speak at the urinals or did you wait until afterwards? What was the... Because, again, speaking of terribly British things to do, Ed, that's a no-go area as well.
You wouldn't have a chat whilst...
No.
Whilst urinating or... And is that word all right? Am I allowed to say...
Whilst
urinating,
we'll send an email.
All right, okay, thank you. No, we didn't. I don't think we did have a chat. I think we waited till we washed our hands, and then we shook hands and held eye contact, and then got on the train.
Yeah. Good, all the way.
Yeah, it was a really intense journey.
Very awkward, sort of shuffling onto the train.
Yeah,
are you gonna let go? I'm not. What were you doing in Swindon?
I was doing a gig in Swindon.
You were.
Yeah, I was doing a gig in Swindon in a nightclub.
How was that height of showbiz?
Well, I do that gig quite regularly, and it's always the same audience members, so I can never say the same thing 2 months in a row, and also they all know me, so it's just a bit of a catch-up as to what the people of Swindon have been doing. Yeah. So it's not so much comedy as just a sort of nice meet-up group.
It's quite nice.
Which you charge them for.
Oh, yeah. I get paid in cash.
So this is the Udderbelly that you're doing.
Yes.
Speaking of gigs.
I'm doing a show in the Upside Down Purple Cow.
Yes.
The Udderbelly on the South Bank on the 25th of June.
Yep.
And it's sort of quite a big...
Oh, that's my dad's birthday.
Is it? Bring him along.
I could, you know. He's in London.
What better way to treat him for his birthday?
Well,
I mean... Is he a fan of comedy?
I'm sure.
He's a comedy fan, yeah.
Is he?
Mike Cribb, yeah. Shout out to Mike Cribb.
Would he like to come along?
Should we see? Well, I might text him now. Yeah. Do you want to go to a comedy show?
It's not much of a present, though, is it? Because you, technically, knowing you as I do, you'd just try and blag it free.
No! I wouldn't blag my dad's birthday present. That's just not...
I'm here to sell tickets for the show, and if I have to do that individually to people in this room's fathers, I will do it.
See, already this has worked.
Yeah.
This proves that PR works.
I've got one ticket sale.
Yeah.
Oh,
I might, I might even go with him. I might be
two tickets.
Yeah.
This is a result.
Yeah.
Look, stay there. We've got to do, you know, it's we've got to pay the bills.
Yeah, sure.
Adverts are the order of the day. Ed Gamble with us this afternoon. Christ knows what we're going to be talking about next, because, you know, we don't plan these things, but we'll find out what whether Dave's dad is interested in attending an upside-down purple cow on the south bank of London.
Worth pointing out, he very rarely checks his phone, so I might have to ring him after the show.
All right, fine. Right, 20 to 4, you listen to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win 1 million euros. Sign up now at 1millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need 1 million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit 1millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems in Victoria and Cornwall, the eastbound A30 block near Innes Downs. That's because of an accident. The M4 in Berkshire is struggling west towards an accident between junctions 8, 9 and 10. Queues back to 7 at Slough West. The M42 south towards the M5 slow with an accident taking out a lane near Redditch between junctions 2 and 1. Long delays for Cheshire's northbound M6. This is because of an accident near 16 for Stoke. Queues back to Keele. And new problems to the north of Yorkshire. The A64 Seymour Road in Scarborough is currently blocked north by an accident near the A171. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Hello. Yes, I am John Holmes. 4:15, Sam Delaney on from 4 o'clock. We are joined by guest action today. Ed Gamble with us. Hello, Ed Gamble.
Hello.
Hello. Just ahead of more crazy chat. Dave, hello. Some reactions have been coming in. It's Talk Radio, of course, the home of your reactions. If you've got a reaction anywhere about your person, then do feel free to send us your reaction. React to 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's been coming in.
Quite a lot of reactions. Aaron's got in touch on text to say, personally, I think it's incredibly irresponsible of Paul McCartney to suggest a baby drives his car.
Yeah.
I just can't get my head around it. That's come on Twitter from at Brilla. yellow pad bug eye.
Yep.
And this one's from receptionist Jo downstairs. She says, if you let me know if you've got any guests coming in today, like she does every bloody morning.
Right. Just a quick collecting your spotteds as well.
Spotted.
It's like a lower rent Heat magazine, if that were possible. If you've seen a celebrity, if you've spotted a celebrity around, then let us know what celebrity you've spotted and what you've spotted them doing. Hi, John. I once spotted, this is from Dean, the former ITV sports anchor Gary Newbon rutting a stag on the banks of a Scottish loch while simultaneously rubbing a balloon on his tummy and trying to attach it to the stag's pelt using static electricity. Spotted. But spotted right in front of me now is the comedian Ed Gamble, who is with us and promoting his forthcoming appearance in an upside-down purple cow.
Indeed.
Mm. No reply from your dad yet, Dave.
No, but like I say, he's not one for the immediate text back.
It turns out Dave's dad's birthday is on the same day as Ed's gig in an upside-down purple cow.
And he's going to be in London.
And he's going to be in London, yeah.
So, 25th of June, what a gift.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's not enough to go and see Ed Gamble live, which is a treat in itself, you could meet my dad. I might do a meet and greet with my dad after.
If you're happy with that,
I'm totally happy with that.
Any sales? I mean, I'm happy
that
to
really help sales.
To sort of put that on for.
Will he sign stuff?
Yeah. He's very, very liberal. It's fine. Sign whatever you want.
Other politics are available. So, for balance. Right, so let's talk about Almost Royal, Ed, okay. Shall we? Because for those that don't know, tell us what the hell that is.
That is a show that I did in the United States of America.
Yes.
Where myself and a comedian called Amy Hoggart pretended to be 50th and 51st in line to the throne. And we travelled around the States meeting real people and told them we were filming a documentary for the BBC.
Yes.
And acted like fools. And captured their reaction.
Yes.
Yes.
And very funny. Very funny too.
Thank you.
And you do look quite. What's the word I want to use?
Posh.
Yeah. Well, posh, but I'm not exactly regal. But you do have the look of a privileged person.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I see what you mean.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I look like I've had a sort of fresh country air on land that my father owns.
Exactly. Yeah. What I'm saying is, you could pass as royal. I mean, you do have a little of the young royals about you.
Right. Okay. Is it a compliment? I don't know whether to say thank you.
I haven't decided yet. I don't know. Okay. I mean, sort of.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you. Yes. Or maybe. Yeah, thank you.
So I can see. So how did that? I mean, how did it? I mean, you pulled that off presumably with aplomb. Because Americans are stupid, or because
it's not that, because I think most of the Americans we met were not stupid in any sense. I think there's the BBC as a name. If you say we're filming something for the BBC, there's an immediate trust.
Yes, it's the same round here. We're doing that talk radio. People go, goodness me.
Yeah. They completely trust you. Yeah. So they don't assume that we would be lying to them in any way. But it was BBC America, who are the corporate arm of the BBC, so we can lie away and lie as much as we want.
Yeah.
And also, I think sometimes people might have cottoned on, but. If you get that suspicion, you don't want to.
You don't want to be the one going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't want to spoil a whole day's filming by going, I think this is a joke, and everyone goes, no, it's not. What are you talking about? You've really ruined that shot.
Yeah.
We got called out on it a couple of times.
What sort of things would lead to the call-out, though? Just people sort of. What made people smell a rat?
It was normally our fault if we went in too giddy and said something absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like the first time we got called out was a shaman in the Hollywood Hills. And we knew his process was going to be tell us to shut our eyes and then pull this psychic poison out of us. So I'd drunk half a litre of Pepsi before we went in. And then when he tried to pull the poison out of me, I did a really big burp. But this was 2 minutes into meeting him. And he was like, no, this is a joke. This is obviously a joke.
Is he suggesting that the royal family aren't in any way flatulent? I mean,
I think that must be what he's suggesting. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He's not that unreasonable. I mean,
I bet it was a big burp, John.
Well, I suppose. But, you know, I think, I mean, the royal family, I mean, it's not that unreasonable, is it? If a royal had drunk half a litre of Pepsi, Her Majesty the Queen, to celebrate her recent birthday, had necked, you know, a Pepsi.
Do you think she's ever had a fizzy drink?
I don't know. I'd like to see it, though. I mean, What? Yeah. What drink would you feed the Queen in order to just watch the
I wouldn't feed the Queen anything. I'd let her drink it herself.
I would feed the Queen. Well, I'm telling you now, I would feed that Queen.
Yeah.
I would take Her Majesty, and I would feed her. I'd feed her like a goose. You know when in the France they force feed a goose with a funnel and the grain, don't they?
Foie gras,
yes. I'd do that to the Queen, and I'd fatten her liver up, the Queen's liver, and I would eat it in front of her,
and then you'd extract it and then eat it in front
of her. Yes, I would.
it's good to know.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
So this is the sort of thing we'd say and people would know we were joking.
I think Queen, because remember not long ago, well, I mean a few years ago, but there was a footman or something who ended up, he worked for the Mirror, and he got a job, and he took photographs of the Queen's breakfast.
Yeah.
Right, and she just ate it out of Tupperware, like Weetabix out of Tupperware. And but you know what? Good. How normal.
Yeah, that's
how nice. You know, she doesn't eat mice like you'd think she does. Does she? No. Like, with a jaw that elongates, like Diana in V, Lizard Sea. And she ate Weetabix, and I think that's nice. So, yeah, she's probably had Pepsi. Ed, come on.
She's not had. Think how small her handbag is. She's having those little mini cans if she's having anything.
M&S G&Ts. Yeah. That's
what
she's got.
Yes, yeah.
Pre-mixed spirit and mixer ones.
Everyone, you know, on the train on a Friday, it's what the commuters have, isn't it? The pre-mixed.
Yeah.
She's got them.
She loosens the crown jewels and she slams down a couple of pre-mixed.
Sits back, kicks back in the coach.
What a long week.
Philippe, what have you got? I've got the ginger and whiskey. I've got that one. Or, you know, the Queen doing shots. A Jaeger bomb for the Queen. I'd waterboard the Queen. I'm saying it now. I would take, you know, in history, where was it Sir Walter Raleigh laid his cape across a puddle for Her Majesty to walk across? I would happily lay a cape or a towel across Her Majesty the Queen's face. She was lying down, strapped to a table, and I would waterboard Her Majesty with Jägermeister.
With Jägermeister.
Just to see if it made her flatulent. That's what I do. And I don't think I'm the first person to have said that.
No, I think surprisingly.
Deep down, we all want to waterboard the Queen.
Well, I didn't know I wanted to until this moment now.
There you go.
I wouldn't do it with the Jägermeister, though.
What would you choose?
Milk.
Well, you know.
Semi-skimmed, I'm not a monster.
I was gonna say breast milk.
Oh, don't milk the Queen.
I would, if the Queen was still able to produce milk.
Which she might be, we're not casting aspersions.
I would never do that. Yeah. I would happily sit on a milking stool beneath her and squeeze her teats into a pail. I would.
And then waterboard her with her own breast milk.
You writing these ideas down for season 3?
Yeah.
In order to see if it made her burp. I look forward to season 3 of Almost Royal now.
This is the sort of thing you expected to talk about today?
Yeah.
Weirdly.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Literally exactly that.
Good. All right. Fine.
I'm glad that's sorted.
So am I. Tell us about Edinburgh then. So are you doing Edinburgh or what?
I'm doing the Edinburgh Festival.
Good.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Which I've been doing previews for it recently, and you sort of need to explain to audiences at the top what's going on and what an Edinburgh preview means. And I've slowly been entering into a sort of existential crisis where I say, every August, most of the comedians in the UK all go to the same small Scottish city and all decide to do a show. Even though that is madness. Yeah. That's like trying to open a curry house on Brick Lane.
Yeah.
It's like, they've got it covered up there. Why are more people going? But I still love it. It's going to be great fun. And my show's called Stampede, and it's on at 3:15.
See, that's a clever time. Because that is smart. Because I was going to say the popular ones.
Yeah.
Hold on.
But that is...
But you know what,
I
mean?
That is true.
You don't, that 3:15, people are going, oh, it's 3:15. I've had my lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got the afternoon. That's a good time.
Yeah, I want to catch people just after the sort of post-lunch. The lunch has settled.
The sort of, the slumbering lull.
Yeah, just when they're hitting the peak of the slumbering lull, they come into my show.
Good.
And I can lift them out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, is it all written? Is it all done?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Is it? I think it's, yeah, it's funny, mate.
June.
It's funny.
That's good, isn't it?
It's not bad, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it'll change, I'm sure. I'll swap the order around, change all the jokes. Yeah, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's good.
It's pretty much
if you need any sort of Queen-based
that's all going
illustration, then I'm happy to take photographs of myself milking Her Majesty the Queen's royal teats into a pail in order to waterboard Her Majesty with a mixture now of her own breast milk and Jägermeister.
Jägermeister milkshake.
There it is.
Oh, Jäger shake. Is that a one? Make that a thing.
Yeah, it should be.
Not breast milk, necessarily.
With the Queen's breast. Anyway, Ed, a pleasure.
It was indeed.
remind us when the show's on.
At the Udderbelly on the 25th of June at 7:45 p.m. And then in Edinburgh, Stampede at the Counting House, Gilded Balloon at 3:15 every day.
There you go, Ed Gamble. Thank you very much. Now, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, I just can't get my head around it.
Allow us to help. We help get your head around the news on the radio in the afternoons, and we do it by breaking news down to its purest form. And if you do that, of course, if you scrape all the layers away from the news, what you end up with, as you know, is Japanese poetry. It's the news explained in five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
XMP Clement gives Freudian slip complete Lee brand new meaning.
The news in haikus. It's coming at 4 o'clock. That means it's time for Sam Delaney, who joins us right now.
Philip Green has been in the almost every day we talk about select committees. And who knows whether the microphone's working or not. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
It literally doesn't matter.
There you go.
This isn't going... None of this goes out on air.
No.
This is a money laundering exercise.
we all thought we were doing radio.
These cables go nowhere. Look, what you want to do, John, I don't know if you've ever investigated, but I once followed the trail, literally, these cables down under the desk, and they're not plugged in. None of them. Nothing on this so-called radio station desk is plugged in. It doesn't go out to anyone at all. They can't even hear it on the back, on the other side of the glass. You look at your producer.
She's got no idea what's going on.
You look at Chloe, right, and they just have been trained to laugh and nod once in a while whenever you look up to
not
pretend
so much,
that they're hearing
not
you.
Not so much the laughing around here.
No, just depends on the show, obviously.
Glances of disdain is what
if
I
you
tend
do
to.
10 till 1, you're told just to cry. anyway, Philip Green, select committees. You know, every day I talk about select committees, so I hope you don't. But because they're really funny. They're like courts with no powers.
It's good,
and every day a fat cat waddles into them and just is like really unashamed about the terrible, terrible things
they've
done.
And nothing gets done.
And they just shout him and he just sort of laughs, lights a cigar with a £50 note and then sort of, you know, defecates on a desk and waddles out again. And that's basically what's happened today with Philip Green. At one point he broke off his testimony, stared at an MP and said, "Excuse me, mate, can you stop looking at me like that?" As if he were a football hooligan out in Marseille having started drinking at 8 a.m. It's quite remarkable stuff, and we're going to be going through the details. Also, you guys must be all over the Bob Geldof going posting on a boat.
We're very much liking that. Yeah.
So we're going to speak to Kate Hoey, who was on the boat.
Oh, very
Farage.
Good.
Yeah, for a first-hand witness situation.
Good. What a ludicrous...
Oh, it's just the best, isn't it? It's just the best. Like Geldof, to the Geldof boat, like Batman.
Yeah.
He has all different sorts of vehicles. He sat there and he's thought, "I'm not going to allow these lies about fishing policies to go unchallenged." To the Geldof boat, goes down a pole, like in Batman, jumps into his special Geldof boat and just goes straight up the Thames.
He puts on that shabby suit
that
he keeps in a container in the cave.
Yeah, because most of the time when he's at home, when he's being Geldof by day, he actually is very dapper.
Oh, his hair's very much combed.
Yeah, but he has to put turn on the, into the Bob Geldof.
The exit to the Geldof cave is a hedge backwards. and he goes through that.
Immediately transforms him into Bob Geldof. So I thought it was sensational, and I can't wait to hear what Kate Hoey made of it all.
Splendid.
I mean, as if she was the one who got onto a boat with Nigel Farage to go up the river and shout about fishing policy. So she can't. No one comes out of this looking good.
Sam Delaney with all that next on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.